So the Gemara Kuf Kof HaMebeis understood that the Machloikis HaTanoim in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Tanakama of Shim Ben Anos and Rabbi Yossi is whether Gram Kibui is Mutar Erosu. We mentioned it's a question where the Mishnah Brura says the we Paskin Gram Kibui is Mutar but Machum Dleikos, so he writes in the Bir HaLocha Dov Pashut that the din applies to all Malochas. And others are not so convinced. Shilti Giborim and the Ragachava are not so convinced. They think that maybe you have to distinguish between various malachas. Okay. That we discussed already. So the Gemara raises the question, Virami the Rabbanon are the Rabbanon, Virami the Rabbi Yossi are the Rabbi Yossi. We have a Rumio, we have a contradiction regarding Gram Kibui. What's the Shaila where the Gram is Asur Amuta? When the Torah forbids an activity, is Gram included or not included? So you have a brisa that seems to imply that there's a machlekes Rabbi Yossi nechachamim where the gram mechikas Hashem, not where the gram mechikas Hashem is asur amuta. That's what the Chazanim says. Of course it's asur. Even if it's less than gram, it's asur. There's a mitzvah to show cover to the Shem Hashem. Like the Gemara says, one is moitzei Shem Shamayim levatala. Is over on the essay of Mora Hashem. You're not allowed to allow Sheamus or Dram Shabik Dushik to get ruined. But the Gemara knew that there's an essay. There's no machlokes on that. But when you have a conflict between one essay and the other essay, so the Gemara says on the last daf in Chulin, you never have essay doicha essay. Essay is doicha loitz essay. An essay is never doicha an essay because the Gemara says, Aloshim, mayul mehai essay, mehai essay. How are you going to determine which essay is mochama? But if you have a way to determine, so then that essay wins. That's the tak on the last daf in Chul. If you have a way to determine which essay is other. So over here, the toss-up, the Chazanish explains the toss-up between the two essays is that, let's say there's an essay of going to mikveh. If you're tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh. The mitzvah to keep all the mitzvahs atar. Then on the other hand, there's a mitzvah to show kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechabed not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechabed his name, to be mechabed his Torah. So when it comes to kavod is a very unclear inyan. How do you determine kavod? We have an expression that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Ritzon Shalah, the Mzeo Kvodo. Kavod is always relative. It all depends. Let's say the Gemara says in the first Perek in Kedushin, how does one fulfill Kibud Aviyim? So the Gemara says, Machilo, Mashkeo, Manino, Machitzo, Socho. Yeah, if I'll put on my father's shoes, they'll get angry at me. What am I, an invalid? I know how to put on my own shoes. I'm going to cook a cup of coffee for my father. He says, I can cook my own coffee. I don't need any help. If the person says no is no, and it's a violation of the Kavod if you're going to give him service in a way that he'll, you make him feel like an invalid. So Kavod, the whole topic of Kavod, first of all, Kavod is societal. It all depends what's accepted by a little bit societal, not in Ganson. We don't assume it's in Ganson societal. If the society has it that everybody slaps their parents on the back and say, hi, Popsy, how you doing today? And call him by his first name or something, so that we would not accept that. To that extent, it's not societal. But Kavod all depends. Kavod is always Kavod Amdum. Kavod always depends on what's accepted as Kavod by normal people, not by the American society, by normal societies, what's accepted as Kavod. It's like Kavod Abriyas, Kavod HaMeisim. The Poskim say Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaMeisim is a din deraisa. Learned that from the Pasuk Lo Yitamo. The original Pasuk for Kavod Abriyas is Lo Yitamo Kavod HaMeisim and Kavod HaChaim Kavod HaChaim. So the Achreinim write that whatever is the minig, even though it's only a minig, whatever is a minig becomes a part of the din deraisa. The minig is Kaveh, what constitutes Kavod Abriyas? What constitutes Kavod HaMeisim? So if the minig is to wash the hair with raw eggs, so then you got to wash the hair of the mason with the raw eggs, because that's the kavod. And the minig develops that we wash the hair with shampoo. We don't use the raw eggs anymore. So then the kavod requires that you have to wash the bodies with the hair of the mason with shampoo. Whatever is accepted as kavod. So the same over here, the Chazanish writes such a thing. If it's a toss-up between kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kavod Shmo, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, the kavod of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the kavod of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of us that we shouldn't erase his name. We shouldn't allow it to get destroyed. It's just a toss-up between the mitzvah of kavod Shem Hashem and kavod Kisei HaKadosh and a real mitzvah that's circumscribed, that's defined. I know what it is. Tefillah, a mitzvah to go to mikveh. So of course, the kavod of the Shem Hashem would require. You should do the mitzvah. The Rabbanu Shalom wants you to do all of his mitzvahs. I kavod Hashem. That it's going to cause indirectly that the Shem Hashem is going to get erased, and that's a violation of Kavod Hashem. No, the highest form of Kavod Hashem is to do the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mitzvah. So that's the Gemara knew. If it's just a toss up between Mechikas Hashem, we're not in violation of Elohim's essay. There's no clear cut violation. It's just in violation of the essay of showing Kavod to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Kavod to his name. So if it's a conflict, if you're faced with a dilemma, there's a contradiction between showing kavod to the Shem Hashem, not to cause it, not to allow it to be erased, and performing the mitzvahs. How about the mitzvahs take precedence? But if you have an actual violation of a lois essay of losas and kein l'Hashem elokeichem, so then you wouldn't apply eser derech lois essay. Why not? That's a good question. But you wouldn't say eser derech lois essay. You wouldn't be allowed to violate the law. So the Gemara thought at first that this is the machlekes and the brisa between the Tanakh, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yossi, where the Gra Mechikas Hashem is an outright violation of a lois essay. So since there's a Tankam holds there's a lois essay, so you don't say that the highest form of kavod is to do the Rabbanu Shlomo's mitzvahs. No, you're a violation of a lois essay. Rabbi Yossi holds no, that the Gra Mechikas Hashem there is no lois essay. You only have the essay of Kavod Hashem, so it's just an essay and an essay. So then the essay of being table in the mikveh takes precedence. That's how the Gemara thought originally. Even though the Shem doesn't belong Absar, that was improper in the first place. Whoever wrote the Shem Hashem there absolutely did wrong, but nonetheless, all the Tanaim agree you have to treat it with proper respect. That's what we mentioned. The Chazanish quotes the Gemara in Erchen Davov, in the end of the first parak in Erchen, that some Meshugana wrote Shem Hashem on the handle of a pot, so the Shem Hashem has to be removed and you have to treat it properly. The Gemara just makes a distinction. If you have a thick piece of paper and you wrote Shem Hashem and you had the right to write Shem Hashem, let the person write Shivisa Hashem and Negdi Sam. So then the Shem Hashem has to, the Shivisa is the whole pasuk. Not only Shem Hashem, you have to treat the whole pasuk with respect. You have to treat Tanakh with respect even if there's no Shem Hashem. Gilas Esther, there's no Shem Hashem at all, but it's psukim from Tanakh. So let's say someone wrote Shivisa Hashem and Negdi Sam and it was a very thick piece of paper and he decides it's very valuable. He wants this. He wants to divide the paper in half. The upper half of the paper where the pasuk is written, where the Shem Hashem is written, that he'll put in Shemus, whatever. And the lower half he wants to use for his own secular purposes. The Gemara says you're not allowed to, since it's normally had the right to write, it's a proper place that Shem Hashem bim Kaimoy. So it's Mekadesh through and through. It's Mekadesh the paper through and through. The whole thickness of the paper is considered the background of the Shem Hashem. But if you write the Shem Hashem on a handle of a pot, it didn't belong, so then the Gemara says it's a wooden handle of a pot, let's say plastic, whatever, so then you can slice the handle, you can remove the Shem Hashem, and only that part can Shem Hashem, whatever you write, so the background is part of the ksav. If you don't have a background, then we call it Otsias Parchas Bavir. So the thinnest layer, the first layer of the background, is considered an integral chelik of the ksav of the Shem Hashem or the pasuk, whatever it is, and the lower thickness of the handle is not niskarish. The Gemara says because it's Hashem Shalabim Kamo. Hashem Shalabim Kamo doesn't belong, so it's not. It has Kedushas Hashem, and you have to treat it with respect. And the first layer of background also is an integral part of the Shem Hashem. But it's not Mekadosh through and through.
We've seen the case of somebody who has a tattoo Hashem Hashem as a tattoo on the arm. So. If they're a mitzvah for them to go
in the ruler,
should they
doctor,
now that they have the tattoo,
they should really
have
the tattoo.
Hinsa
Nishua Mechikas Hashem. There's a mitzvah, what?
Isn't there a mitzvah to get rid of the tattoo?
And
somebody who has a tattoo doesn't have to get rid of it.
No, it's an Avera to make a tattoo. But once you made it, I don't think it's a continued Avera, the fact that you leave it there. The Avera was in putting the tattoo. A person would probably be embarrassed that he has a tattoo. That let's say the Nazis burnt the numbers into people's bodies on it. They're not mechuyev to take out the numbers. They leave the numbers there. If a person is embarrassed with the tattoo that he has on, he feels uncomfortable, so let him take it out. Okay, so Yav Shem Hashem, I would assume that it is Mechikas Hashem, it is a Ksav. Ksav on the body is a Ksav. Sovas Kaka has the status of Ksav. You're probably not allowed to erase it. You have to be careful, always to have it covered up. Got no choice. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara understood, that's what the Chazon Ish explained. The Gemara understood, of course, Gram Mechikas Hashem is forbidden. But the Gemara wants to know, is it a loisese of losasin came? And what does that depend on, whether it's a loisese? Would you be in fulfillment of the yaseh of the ibaratim ha-shmam? There's a mitzvah, be a avodah zarah, if you have actual avodah zarah, tekruvus avodah zarah, mishamshi avodah zarah, no avodah zarah. You have one of the four things of avodah zarah, that's also banon, ton ibad min olam, so it's a mitzvah to destroy it. Would you be in fulfillment of that mitzvah of ibad avodah zarah if you destroy it ayde groma? So if that would constitute a kiyum mitzvah, if you do it ayde groma, then would be a violation of the lois essay of losasin kein l'sham l'kechem. If it's not a fulfillment of the essay, then it's not a violation of the lois essay. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. Seems like that. For sure, there's certainly a mitzvah to see to it that it doesn't get destroyed, but that's the vague mitzvah of Kvod Hashem, of Kvod Shem Hashem. So if that would come in conflict with a bona fide mitzvah, a specific mitzvah of tefillah, so of course the mitzvah would take precedence. The highest form of Kavod Hashem is to do the Bnei Shlom's mitzvahs. But the Tanoim had a debate, that's what it sounds like, whether Gram Mechikas Hashem is included in the Lois essay, in which case there's no heter to violate the Lois essay. Why don't you say it's a Dechel Lois essay? I don't know, that's a question. You don't, apparently you don't. The Gemara talks in the end of Sanhedrin, the Chazon Ish quotes that also. The Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin talks if you have a... The Gemara says, one Tana says, there never was and there never will be an Irani Dachas in Eretz Yisrael. How is that possible? Because how is it possible to have an Irani Dachas? One Tana says, if there's one mezuzah in the whole city, so you're not allowed to burn the mezuzah, the Baran Tamishman Lusasin Kein Lashem Elokechim. The Gemara says, this law applies. So since, and then if you're not going to burn, and it says, the Sarap says, Kol Shalal Abayish. You have to burn either everything or nothing. So since you cannot burn the mezuzah, so you cannot burn everything, so the whole din of Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. That's how one Tana argues. You can't imagine that there should be a city in Eretz Yisrael that wouldn't even be one mezuzah. That's not possible. Even the most chiloni city, it's impossible that it shouldn't have one mezuzah. That's why one Tana is led to believe that there never was and never will be an Eretz Yisrael. So obviously also, why doesn't the Gemara know that you say Eser Dechel Eser, that there's a mitzvah? The hereafter is called Shlola, but yeah, you burn everything in the city. So you burn the mezuzah too. So somehow they assume that you don't say Eser Dechel Osesi over here. I don't know why not. You don't apply. Stamad Achrayim talking about. You don't apply Eser Dechel Osesi. Not over here that the mitzvah of being tovel in the mikveh, tefillah bizmana mitzvah, is not going to permit you to violate the Osesi if you have an outright violation of the Osesi, and not by the Yerni Dachas. So that's what the Gemara thought. Rami de Rabbanah, the Rabbanah, Rami de Rabbi Yossi. That seems to be the machlekes here. Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Is there an outright violation of the law of losasin kein if you do mechikas Hashem ayde groma? Why is this groma? That's what the Rashboy asks. Why is it groma? Why isn't it mechikas Hashem biyadayim? If you take a shem Hashem that's written on a piece of paper and you soak it in water in such a way that the water will erase it, so that's outright mechikas Hashem. Why is that groma? So the Rashba says on the Gemara, you have to assume over here, when the fellow goes into the mikveh, he's not going to stay there for an hour. He goes into the mikveh, he dips in, and he goes out. Finished. That's it. So when he goes in, he goes out, he didn't accomplish Mechikas Hashem. It doesn't cause Mechikas Hashem right away. The maximum you can say is that it loosens the Shem Hashem that's written on his body, so the body, the oils that come out from the body, the natural perspiration and the oils that come out, would have erased the Shem Hashem after a while, would have caused it to get erased. And because the fellow went into the mikveh and he came out 5 seconds later, so the body's, the perspiration and the body oils that are coming out will probably cause the Shem Hashem to be erased at some earlier period of time. So that's what the Gemara considers this Gram Mechikas Hashem, as opposed to outright Mechikas Hashem. Because the real Mechikas Hashem is happening anyway. That's a natural phenomenon. That the perspiration comes out and the oil comes out from the body. That's going to happen by itself, but that would take X amount of time. And because of his tevel in the mikveh, and he loosened the ink on his body, he's not going to be as attached to the body, so the natural process will be hastened. It's going to happen. It's going to accomplish the mechikas Hashem at an earlier date. So that's where the Gemara understood that that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Tanakam. So the Gemara says, isn't it a contradiction, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi, that in the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi holds the gram melacha is also gram kibui is also, and here he holds gram mechikas Hashem does no lo isesei, there's no lav over lo sasim kei. Gemara says no, shani hot mamam kol ibarat to mishma menachem lo sasim kein. Asiyu de also gram shah. We derive from a drasha asiyah. The Gemara says no, the same drasha over here says lo sasim gom lach. Asiyu de also gram shah. Same thing. The Aishir Rabbi Yosi lishitasa, just like the darshan's over there, that asiyah means to the exclusion of gram. So it's over here by Shabbos. Asiyah should exclude gram. Gemara says you're right. Rabbi Yosi in principle really agrees with Tanakama that gram malach is mutar on Shabbos, but it's a new gzeira he's afraid of. Mitoch shana bol amamono, yishoyisle yasle kabui. Then the Gemara says, well, we had all along a kasha. We said from the beginning, v'rami derabbanon adarabbanon, v'rami derab Yosi adarab Yosi. We had a double contradiction. So far we answered one half. We answered Rabbi Yosi adarab Yosi. How come Rabbi Yosi by the Mechikas Hashem holds that Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter? Means there's no lav, so b'makom mitzvah there's no problem. And here Rabbi Yosi holds that Gram Mechikas Hashem is also. And here he says that Gram Kibui is also. Gemara says not true. He also holds Gram Kibui is mutter. It's a separate Easter. Dil Masi Lechabuye. Mitach Shanabal Mamon, Isharis Lei, Dil Masi Lechabuye. But the Stira and the Rabbanon is still here. How come the Rabbanon say in the Mishnah that Gram Kibui is mutter? So they should say over there also, Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter. So that was the kasha we asked in the beginning. So the Gemara now has a funny lashon. Hihachi, kasha de rabbanon ad de rabbanon. What do you mean, hihachi? The Gemara said originally, v'rami de rabbanon ad de rabbanon, v'rami de Rabbi Yosi ad de Rabbi Yosi. There's a double contradiction. Contradiction within the rabbanon is a contradiction within Rabbi Yosi. So far we answered the contradiction within Rabbi Yosi. We didn't yet answer the contradiction within the rabbanon. So they should have said, Niche, what you just farenfer the Rabbi Yosi, but you didn't answer the Rabbanon. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says Ihochi. So that's what Tosis is worried about. Ihochi is a technical term in the Gemara. Tosis has quite a few places they discuss this expression Ihochi. Ihochi means based on what you just said, I have a kasha. If you wouldn't have said what was just quoted in the last line, there wouldn't have been a kasha. Ihochi, but based on what you just said, now I have a kasha. Why is it Ihochi? We started off this discussion that kasha der rami der rabbanon der rabbanon. We started off with a kasha. So Tosis says b'doichik, but lav hachi have a kasha der rabbanon rabbanon. We started off with a kasha before we said the teretz. El mishum the hash the parch mikosh can call me hachi. Now we have a kasha. The steer is even sharpened. Yehachi, if so, that you gave a teretz on Rabbi Yosi, itoch shad and bal amamono yishari say yaslech habuye. You gave a svar within Rabbi Yosi. Why even though he holds gram kibu is mutter? Why he asks it? The Gemara says, so now I really have a kasha de rabbanon ad rabbanon. If this svara lachalik of Rabbi Yosi is correct, isharis liyase lechabuye, then I really have a kasha. The kasha we asked before is even enhanced. Now really kasha de rabbanon rabbanon. Then the Gemara spells it out. Why is really? Uma hasam. It's like hakal b'chem. Uma hasam daro bo mamono. By the sreif on Shabbos. Nonetheless, shari. You allow gram kibui on Shabbos, and you're not afraid. Dil masir lechabui. So hacha by the mechikas Hashem, no one is bohul about anything. Lekolshke. So the Gemara says no. The whole pshat that we said that the machlekes Rabbi Yosi nachachamim by the Harish Hashem kosav al psor, that their argument is whether there's a lois essay and gram mechikas Hashem is not true. V'tizbaro freg the Gemara. What does Tanakhama say? You have to put out a gemi in order not to cause Gram Mechikas Hashem. The Gemara says, how will the Gemi accomplish that? The Gemi has to be tight. I mean, you're going to put on a tight bandage on the Shem Hashem. You're going to put on a watertight thing so the water won't get there. So if you put on a watertight thing, there's going to be a chatzitza. Correct, the Gemara v'tizbara, the brisa doesn't read straight. Hi Gemi, hechi dami. What do you mean you put on a bandaid on the Shem Hashem? Either medic. If it's very tight on the body, you try to make it watertight. Kavi chatzitza. Idaloy medik. If it's not going to be tight, therefore there's no chatzitza, so it's going to be gram mechikas Hashem. So what did the rabbanon accomplish? If so, ali be maya. So the water is going to go through. Water is going to go through, so it's going to be vayter gram mechikas Hashem. So what is accomplished according to the Tanakam? That was the Gemara's kasha. Now the later Amoraim ask a kasha in the way the earlier Amoraim worded it. Wait a minute, Chatzitza! You're asking about a Chatzitza, that the Gemi, if the Gemi is tied, going to be Chatzitza, you have a problem with Chatzitza. The guy has a Shem Hashem called Sabal Psara. So the ink itself is a Chatzitza. The Gemara assumes clearly that the Shem Hashem is on the surface. Shem Hashem is on the, if it would have been a tattoo below the surface, it would have been dye that was placed below the surface. That's not Chatzitza. Chatzitza means if there's something on the surface. Let's say the Mishnah says in Mikvot, a person has a splinter in his hand, in his body, and the splinter is below the surface of the skin. The whole thing is below the surface, then it's not a Chatzitza. It's very annoying. It's a good etzah to take it out, just that medically it's a good recommendation. Someone should take it out. But it's not a chatzitza for tefillah and a mikvah purposes. That's balua. That's not even, there's a din of chatzitza in Beis Hastorim. In the mouth, there's a din of chatzitza. That's a question whether that's their ice or their rabbon. But something, let's say there's something in my stomach. So, they made surgery and they put something in my inside of my stomach and then they sewed me up again. So that's not a chatzitza, that's called balua. Balua, there's no chatzitza. Let's say a person has to go to mikvah. So they have to blow their nose because whatever is in the nose constitutes, let's say, this crust on the bottom of the nose, that'll be chatzitz. But if it's deep in the nostril, then Rabbi Kevegra on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that's called balua. That's not even Beis HaStorm. And there's no din of chatzitz in balua if it's really up, higher up in the nose. If it's towards the bottom of the nose, then it's Beis HaStorm. It's higher up in the nose, then it's balua. So the Gemara says over here, the Shem Hashem Kosev Al Psar, that itself is Chatzitza. Chatzitza, the later Amoraim say, typically Mishum Dio, the ink itself is Chatzitza. The ink is on the surface of the body. If it wouldn't be on the surface of the body, it wouldn't be able to get erased. So obviously it's on the surface. No, Chatzitza on the surface poses a problem. What kind of a problem would it be? It's only Miut. It's probably not Rov. The Shem Hashem is probably going to be covering Miut of the body. So the Pashtus is that it's only a Chatzitza Midirabbanah. When Atorah, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, in the beginning of Erevin, the end of Nida, the Gemara says that when Atorah, it's only Chatzitza if it's Rubo Yom Makbid. If it's only Miut, even though he's Makbid, to remove it, that's only a Chatzitza Midirabbanah. So it's all time Midirabbanah. The Gemara says, typically, Mishum Dio, the ink itself should constitute a Chatzitza.
Here it's the Guf.
Huh?
Here it's the Guf. So it's according to Rashi, even a Miut.
According to Rashi, it'll even be a Miut. Even a miut, it'll be a chatzitza min haTorah. According to all those who Rishonim would disagree with Rashi, the accepted opinion, it'll be a chatzitza min haRabbanan. Right. So the Gemara answers, it's a very strange answer. The Gemara says, we're talking balacha. I mean, some crackpot put he or some other mishul going to put the Shem Hashem on his body, on his arm, on his chest, whatever, and it's still, the ink still didn't dry. So we're discussing, after a day, it's going to dry. A couple of minutes it's going to dry, no? So we're talking, the ink is still fresh on the body, we're talking, now he has to go to mikveh. That's not the posh pshat in the brayse, the posh pshat, hoy Hashem kosev al psarai, and then nizdabna lo tefillah shel mitzvah. 3 days later he has to go to mikveh. So the Gemara says, not 3 days later. If it's 3 days later, it's a chatzitza, because he has the ink, it's all dry already. It means nizdabna lo oz, if when the ink is still fresh, when it's still moist on the body, if it's lacha, so then it's not a chatzitza. The Tanya, we have such a brisa. Adam, hadyo, hadvash, vehacholov. If you have any liquid that's on top of the body, so if it's yivashim, if it's dried off already, then it constitutes a chatzitza. However, if it's lachim, if it's still liquidy, then the din is that it's ain chatzitza. That's a question. Why? That's a discussion in Rishonah. Why? But that's what the Gemara says. If it's lachim, then it's ain chatzitza. So the Gemara says that's what we're talking about. It doesn't mean that 3 days later it turns out that he has to go to mikveh. No, it means right now he has to go to mikveh. The minute that the Shem Hashem was written and it's still wet ink, he has to go to mikveh right now. So then the Gemara says the Shem Hashem will not constitute a chatzitza. Very strange. If it's liquid, if it's still wet, so the minute he walks into the mikveh, it's going to be erased. No. So that's mamish mechikas Hashem. How is that gram mechikas Hashem? I don't know. It's very, very strange what the Gemara says. It's only groma, so the Rashbo explains, because it doesn't get erased right away. Just that by going into the mikveh, it's going to loosen the ink from the skin, and it'll disappear earlier. Like this, it would disappear after 2 weeks. Like this, it'll disappear after 12 days. instead of 14 days. Take 2 days less. But if you say that it's lacha, so the whole thing is going to disappear right now.
Why isn't it just an answer for why we have come again and why that's the not the
job? Yeah.
You are not a kapita because it's lacha. That's why the gambling is a kapita. We have to only back on the gambling and not on the job.
So we're zetting on the brisa that that's the only case that is talking about, that the job is still lacha.
That's why we didn't ask on the job. The Amoroi may ask on the job. But the answer is no. The reason why the earlier Amoroi didn't ask on the job is because lacha.
Yeah, but isn't it obvious that it's not lacha? The way we're understanding the whole brisa, that it's a machlekes of gram machikas Hashem, whether it's a lois essay or it's only a bitl essay. How can it be? If you're talking about gramos, obviously the ink is dry already. If the ink is still wet, it's not gramos. Mamish machikas Hashem biyadai. That's a problem. Also a question, maybe the ksav is not called ksav shel kayam. If you give a get and the ink is still wet, so it says shel chanoch that it's no good. That's called ksav sheinu shel kayam. You have to wait till the ink dries. If the people are in a rush, so they always hold the get over the burner in the kitchen to dry it off. They turn on the fire. They hold the get on top, high enough that it shouldn't get burned, but close enough that it should dry off the ink. Otherwise, it takes a long time for the ink to dry. Yeah. So why should it be mechikas Hashem if it's not even a ksav?
Are we saying that all the ink through and through is still wet, or just the top layer is still dry?
The pashup shot means that the whole ink through and through is wet. If the bottom layer is dried already, just the upper layer is still wet, so then let the bottom layer be a chatzit. Al pi pashtus. The whole thing through and through has been very strange Gemara. Very strange Gemara. Someone has to figure out the pshat here with the chatzitza. I don't know. So what is the Gemara? So the Gemara says, okay, mikol makom kasha. So what are we up to? So somehow or another, we assume that it's talking about dyo lacha, moist ink, which per se does not constitute a chatzitza. And the machlekes satanaim, we thought so far, the machlekes satanaim, we think that it means, is a machlokes, is there an outright lav of los asenkei, in which case there's no heter to be tovel in the mikveh, because the essay is not decha this los essay of los asenkei, or is it only a grumma and it's not an outright grumma, is not included in the outright lav, it's only a mitzvah not to cause mechikas Hashem by the grumma. Could be. Ein es decha los essay of the essay. Could also be. The same explanation why near any dachas you don't burn. You can also say that every time you do mechikas Hashem, it's always a lois essay v'yesen. Could be. It's a good, simple suggestion. But they're playing down to earth suggestion. Easy. Not even fancy. Just plain balbatish. Okay. No, sometimes you give that razzle down. No, this is just plain answer. Half an art. Okay. The best answer is the simplest answer. Okay. Could be that that's the answer. The buzz lights of the Gemara says, Mikom Okam Kasha, the hope shot that we gave is all incorrect. We're saying a whole interpretation that the Tanaim are arguing whether Gram Mechika has a lois essay or it only has an essay. It can't be. If you're concerned about Gram Mechika, and the way to avoid it is by putting a gemi that's going to prevent the water from getting in, so the gemi is going to be an outright chatzitza. So the whole tefillah in the mikveh is no good. So obviously you're not talking about such a gemi. Obviously everybody holds Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter. You're going to put a gemi that's not going to be tight. And all the Tanoim say the same thing, that Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter. Tanakam says, just like in the Mishnah they both hold Gram Kibu is mutter, Rabbi Yossi flies in with a new issue. So just like in the Mishnah, all the Tanoim agree that Gram Kibu is mutter. So in this brisa, they all agree that Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter. So the gemi that you're going to put is not going to prevent the Gram Mechika. You don't have to try to prevent it. Gram Mechika is only an essay. In the Mokka Mitzvah, you don't have to worry about the essay. The purpose of the gemi is a totally different purpose. Ha'elo, Amar Rava Barav Shela, the reason why they recommend to put a gemi, Hantam Drabonon, Kosavri, Osalam of Ne'ashem Orim. That's why you need a gemi. Because you're not allowed to stand. One of the many dinim of kovod Hashem is that you're not allowed to stand undressed in the presence of Dvarim, in the presence of Sefer Torah, presence of Hashem, and so on, unless it's in a different room. That's as far as the same thing, let's say, when you diaper a baby. So you're not allowed to diaper a baby in front of Svarim, because the baby is Arum, and you have all the Svarim in the room, unless the Svarim are in a different room. Or we said, unless the Svarim are pushed into a bookcase, they're not protruding, and the bookcase is Machzik Memso. You learned it then, that a Kli that's Machzik Memso, there's a real quote of the Gemara in Ervin, Kli that's Machzik Memso is not a Kabbatum, it doesn't only mean it's not a Kabbatum, it's considered a room. I raised a Kecheder, we spoke about the Rashi before in the Mems, okay. Rashi holds like that. That's what the Chidush Aram is Miyashiv Tesh Kash on Rashi, that a Kli Amachzik Memso is not Mekabotum and not a Chok, like a Kli Glolim Kli Avodim Kli Adom are not Mekabotum. No, here it's called a Hareza Kecheder, the Rambam writes, is considered like a room. That's why it's not Mekabotum. So that's what the Gemara says, Al Hayna Time of the Rabbanan. Not that they're concerned about Gra Mechikas Hashem, not true. They really hold the same as Rabbi Yosi. They're concerned about Osalam of Bifnei Hashem or. So they always recommend you better cover over Shem Hashem. So Gemara is, and you mean to say that Rabbi Yosi doesn't believe in that? He disagrees. Frey Gemara, Mechalad Rabbi Yosi Sovim Mutalam Mefnei Hashem Arm. That's the Machlekes. That's ridiculous. Rabbi Yosi also agrees to both premises that the Shem Hashem has kedusha even though it is nichtav shaloi kedin, even though you weren't supposed to write Shem Hashem al b'saray, it still has to be treated with respect. And number two, that this constitutes an act of disrespect. Lamad Bifnei Hashem Arum. To diaper the baby in front of a sefer, or to be undressed in front of the Shem Hashem that's written on his body, is certainly also. How can it be that Rabbi Yosi disagrees? Gemara says no. And for the Gemara, the manech yodei lave. Rabbi Yosi says you also have to be careful not to be oimid b'fnei Hashem arum, but he says not necessary to put a big loose bandaid, put a tight bandaid on it. So it's going to be a chatzitza to put a loose bandaid just. To cover over the Shem Hashem Shemiyomid Bifnei Hashem Arum. Rabbi says, what do you need a band-aid for? What do you need a loose band-aid for? Just put your hand over there and cover over Shem Hashem. That's good enough. Yeah, that's right. And Shulchan Aruch says, when you need a yarmulke, so the goof doesn't cover the goof. But over here, apparently, it's a different question. That's, I think, what Rabbi Kivega tells you to look on the Trumas Adesh. And I didn't look, but I imagine that's what he talks about. En aguf, mechasas aguf. Is the klal, I think, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Adesh. That if you got to say a bracha, you're going to go like this, that doesn't help. You have to put your sleeve on top. You got to go like this. Ein aguf mechas es aguf. But over here, it still is not a violation of Oymid b'fnei Hashem Arum.
That's just not luckily in bracha, in Dalet Amos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I thought that.
Did you make go Dalet Amos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Okay. You got to figure out what the rule is. I don't know. When do you say aguf is not mechas es aguf? I don't know. So here the Gemara assumes that it is okay. So the Gemara says, "Nu the Rabbanan, I'm in the Marach Yodei Lavi." So what's the problem? Why did the Rabbanan insist that you have to have a loose band-aid on that should cover the Shem Hashem? They should also agree if you put your hand, that'll solve the problem. So the Gemara says, "The Rabbanan not concerned. Dilma Mishtal Zimnin the Mishtal, he may forget as he's going to go down in the mikveh instead of holding on to the banister, the rails on both sides." So he's holding on neither side. He has Shem Hashem over here. So he's going like this. He's covering and running over Shem Hashem. Then he's going to be tefil in the mikveh like this. Very uncomfortable. So as he's walking down, he may forget. He may be afraid he's going to slip. He may forget to go like this to hold on to the rail, to the railing. So then we're concerned. Dilma Mishli, he may forget. Vishokale, he'll remove his hand. So that's why the Rabbanan say you got to have a loose band-aid. So he went, Nule Rabbi Yossi, Nami did the Mishli Vishokale. Frank Rabbi Yossi also. He's not afraid. He doesn't understand that people are going to walk down a staircase. They may forget, no, hold on, they'll be tovel in the mikveh. It's very uncomfortable being tovel in the mikveh like this. He certainly will forget and he'll take his hand off. He'll be right there in violation of Oymid Bifnei Hashem Or. So the Gemara says, Ela, Idi, Kegemi, Hachanami. If there's a Gemi easily available, they all agree you should certainly put a Gemi. We're afraid, they'll nishtali. The Machlek is Hatanami, Sach Maskin, Ladure, a Gemi. The Shail is, should we insist? That you're not allowed to be tevil without a gemi because we don't permit you to rely on covering with your hand. Or should we say, nah, it's an ishgefelach. If you have a gemi, certainly better. But you don't have to make it there. What's the shayla? Rabbanan sari tefilu bizmana mitzvah. Rabbanan sari tefilu bizmana la mitzvah. Rabbanan hold that there's no obligation. This pashup shat in the Gemara seems to imply like this. They all agree that when a person is tameh, that there is a mitzvah that he should be tevil in the mikveh. When he's tevil in the mikveh, he recites the bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvah with tzivanu ala tefillah. That's what it sounds like. They all agree that there is a mitzvah to become tohar. The machloke satanoim only is whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah. It says in chumash v'hoyah lifnei serev yirchat b'moyim. It says In Dvarim, chapter Chav Gimel, it says, Mikre Laila, if a man becomes Tame, a man becomes a Balkari, so he has to be Tovel in the Mikveh. If Neserav, late in the afternoon, he should be Tovel in the Mikveh, then he'll have Harav Shemesh, and then he's permitted to enter back into the Machna. What Machna was he allowed, what Machna was he not allowed to go into, that he had to have Tvila and Harav Shemesh for? Machna Yisrael. No, it means Machna Leviyah. Probably means Machna Leviyah. You're not allowed to enter. Balkari is not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah. And it's full Yom? It's also not. Vay lifnei sev yuchat mamayim. And then you have to have Harav Shemesh in order to enter the Machna. What, a full Yom is not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah? It's not true. When a third full Yom is permitted to enter Machna Leviyah. Harabai is Machna Leviyah. The Tzvul Yom is allowed to enter the whole Harabais min HaTorah, min the Rabbanon, the inner part of Machna Levi is not allowed to enter. The inner part, it says, unless it means Machna Shechina. Very difficult. The Pasuk is not talking about Machna Shechina. The Pasuk is talking about the soldiers in the army. The soldiers in the army. So why does it have, the army has this, the din of Machna Shechina? So, I don't know. I don't know what Pshat is in the Pasuk. Oh, you listen to Sarah, you chas pamayim. And he has Harav Shemesh. Tzvul Yom is not allowed to enter Machna Shechina. Tzvul Yom is permitted to enter Machna Levi. Here the Pasuk is talking about Machna HaChayalim, the army, the battalion of the soldiers in the army. So what kind of a din does it have that a Tzvul Yom is not allowed to enter? Yes, so has a din like Machna Shechina? That's what it sounds like. How can it be? How can it be? It means anyone is a he shoots someone, he shoots one of the enemies, he kills them, and he becomes Tamei Meis. He has to leave the army. No, that's what the army is all about. An army, they shoot to kill. There's going to be dead bodies all over the place. Every time a guy becomes Tamei, he has to leave. What does it mean over here? I don't know. I don't know what Pshat is. I don't know what Pshat is in the Chumash. But the Pasha Pshat there says, V'hoyo lifnei serev yirchad b'moyim, in order that he should have the Harav Shemesh. So the Pasuk sounds like Tfila Bizmana is a mitzvah. Not only is there a mitzvah to be tevel in the mitzvah is to be tevel at the earliest available opportunity that it'll be useful for me. If I'll be tevel lishnei serev late in the afternoon, then I'll have my Harav Shemesh, then I'll become completely tohar. So the Pasuk sounds like it says Tfila Bizmana. Not only Tfila is a mitzvah, Tfila Litar Mituma constitutes a mitzvah, Tfilah Bizmana also constitutes a mitzvah, that he should be tevel the earliest available opportunity. So the Chachamim hold, Tanakama hold, that was Tfilah Bizmana lav mitzvah. So we always insist he should always look for a gemi, and if it'll dilly-dally looking for the gemi, it'll take him an hour, and it's going to turn out that he missed being tevel before Shkia, and it'll have to be tevel tomorrow, and have tomorrow's Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh always has to follow the tefillah in the mikveh. You can't say that he has Harav Shemesh today and then he's tevel in the mikveh tomorrow. They have Torah journals here. They have the Beis Yitzchak and they have other Torah journals. And Europe also in the yeshivas have Torah journals. So one of the Torah journals, one of the Bachim in Europe, in the early 1900s, one of the Bachim wrote a shtikal Torah. He had a chiddush that you can have Harav Shemesh prior to being tevel in the mikveh. So Rav Zevin used to review all the Sforim for the Mizrahi newspaper in Eretz Yisrael. So he reviewed that Torah journal also. So he writes, with all due respect, that's against Pesukim Mechumash. That's against Mishnayos. That's against all the Gemaras. Here, it's against this Rashi. Rashi says, if you wait to be tevel tomorrow, then you have to wait till tomorrow night's Harav Shemesh. You can never have Harav Shemesh prior to the Tefillah to make it. It's against all of Shas. That's all. It's a little mistake. He used to review Svarim, review these Torah journals. So he would write really critique. He would write, the guy has the kash, he has the Torah, says the guy didn't realize the kash is asked by the Ktais and the Nesidas and the Shach and the Taz and everybody in your uncle asked the kash. And then he says he gave a Torah, an original Torah, he said the Torah says in 25 Svarim. He tells you which. If you're a Chassidish guy, you should have known it from this Svarim. If you're a Masnagid, you should have known it from this Svarim. If you're a Galatian, you should have known it from those Svarim. He used to really rip apart these books. I think that's the reason why they never reprinted those Svarim by Rav Zevin. They reprinted all the other Svarim. But the three volumes of the book reviews were never reprinted because most of the book reviews he has real criticism. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He praises when there's room for praise, and he rips apart when there's what to rip apart. And he went to the pot, big Rabbanim also, big Rosh Yeshiva put out Svarim there, Shiurim on the Mesistas. So he writes, the guy didn't know, he's faked on all the Svarim. He says on all the Shabbos, it's true Svarim. All the Svarim on the Mesistas, everybody says. So I guess they decided not to reprint those. Anyway, this is one of the mistakes that he chaps them in. So the Gemara says, the pshat that we suggested is incorrect. The whole pshat is wrong. There never was a machlokes hatanoim regarding gram, about the gram mechikas Hashem. Everybody agrees that gram mechikas Hashem, there's no lois esa, like everybody agrees over here, gram kibu is mutam and atur. The same thing over here, they all agree. Machlokes a different nekuda. Is it sufficient to cover over with your hand, keeping in mind a concern that he may forget, Vilma Mishtali? Or should you say, if you're going to insist that you must get a gemi, so it may take him so long to find a gemi, he's going to miss this month. He's going to miss this month. He won't have the ability to be tevil before the shkiyah. And there's an inyan of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So that's the machleg. So the Tanna Kama holds tefillah b'zman a la mitzvah. Umahadrinon, he should always insist to try to get a gemi. If he can't find the gemi before the shkiyah, so nothing. You didn't lose anything. So you go to mikveh tomorrow. And the world doesn't come to an end. It's not like Amila Bismano, and if you miss the boat, so you're going to do Amila Bismano, Shalai Bismano, and it's a tragedy. You didn't do the Mahadrin. No, there's no Mahadrin over here. Tfilo Bismano is not like Mila Bismano, and if you missed it, the mitzvah Shalai Bismano. No, there's no Inyan of Tfilo Bismano mitzvah. I but the Pasuk says, V'hai lif neser v'yuchatz ma'amoyim. What do you do with that Pasuk? So the Malbim, I think, writes on that Pasuk, that's a special din only in the army. It's a special halacha only applies. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah is a special din only applies in the machna ha-chayalim. If you say the whole machna ha-chayalim has a special din, it has only one din like a machna shechina, that a tful yom is not allowed to enter into the machna ha-chayalim because the shechina is there. So the Tzvul Yom of a Balkari is not allowed to enter. Other tumas, the Luchara, don't bother us. Only a tumah of a Balkari bothers us. I don't know. It's a special status for the soldiers. Anyway, that's what the Malbim writes on that Pasuk. He thinks that Pasuk, everybody agrees that Tzvila B'zman HaMitzvah in the army. Otherwise he's going to be missing his machna, he's going to be missing from his troop, from his battalion 2 days. Like this missing 1 day, I'll have to miss 2 days from the army. So there, everybody agrees that tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The machlokes hatanaim over here is whether you extend from that pasuk to all other cases tefillah b'zman mitzvah. No, it's only a local din in the machna chayalim. Tefillah b'zman is mitzvah. So the Gemara interprets that's the machlokes. Tanna Kamma holds tefillah b'zman a la mitzvah. So you won't miss anything if you go to mikveh tomorrow. Umahadrinon. So we always insist find a gemi and don't rely on putting your hand. Rabbi Yosef said tefillah b'zman mitzvah v'loy mahadrinon. If he has a gemi easily available, Rabbi Yosef will agree to use a gemi. But if it's going to take a while and there's a concern that he may miss shkia, so loy mahadrin, then you don't start looking because tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. Feg markasha, is that true? We know that there is a machlokes hatanoim where tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef is the wrong tana. Rabbi Yosef is the one who thinks tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. Aiva hatanya, Rabbi Yosef says, min amincha lamayla ein etzach litzvol. Rabbi Yosef says, not necessary. For a person, the person became a Balkari. Late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, he already davened. They're talking at the time that a Balkari was forbidden to daven. And a Balkari was forbidden to learn. Ezra made a takana. Ezra made 10 takanas. So 9 takanas lasted and 1 takana was overturned. In the years of the days of the later Tanoim, the takana was overturned regarding a Balkari is also Belimat HaTorah. So the later Tanoim overturned it, they said, so Balkari is permitted to learn. And as we mentioned, that's the Machlokes HaRishonim when they repealed the Takanas Ezra with respect to Balkari being forbidden from learning Torah. Did they repeal it also with respect to davening, that a Balkari is allowed to daven, or did they never repealed it with respect to davening? So that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid quoted by the Rosh. We don't have the Ravid printed on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam says the Ravid quoted by the Rosh in the end of the third parak in the Brochus, when the Mishnah say Balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven. So the Rosh quotes from the Ravid that the only repeal Takana says vis-a-vis learning, they never, because the Pasuk, Halakol Dvar Kodesh Nim Hashem, goes on the Vetar. the Vatar in the Kabbalah. But it was never repealed with respect to davening. So Allah Almighty, his man is there, you gotta go to mikveh before you daven. If a person is a Balkari, he has to go to mikveh. And the Rambam and Rav HaRishonim do not agree with the Rabbit. Rav HaRishonim hold that once the Takana says was repealed with respect to learning, so it was all part of the same Takana, so the whole thing fell apart. So a Balkari is permitted to daven as well. The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should testify on him that he always went to mikveh before he davened as a Midas Chassidus. The Rambam was a Chassid, went to mikveh before he davened, but he holds Mikra Adin, you don't have to. He disagrees with the Rabbi, he holds Mikra Adin, it's not necessary to go to mikveh in order to daven. So the Gemara says over here, so this whole discussion, this whole Tosefta, that they're talking about a Balkari having to go to mikveh in order to be able to daven on Yom Kippur, this is all before they repeal the Takana says. That Yesi says that Amincha Lamailo, if the fellow already davened Mincha, he just didn't daven the Ila yet, so does he have to go to Mikveh in order to be able to daven the Ila? Depends. Is it necessary to daven the Ila on Yom Kippur before Shkia? Or can you possibly daven the Ila on Matzoh Yom Kippur, Balailo? So that's the Rashi quotes, that's the Machlekes Tanoim, and the last daven Yuma. And it's a machlekes amaroim had a pasuk and Rashi quotes from daf pei zayin in Yuma, the very end of Yuma, next to the last daf in Yuma. Machlekes atanaim. So Rabbi Yosi says, "Min amincha lemaila, if the fellow already davened mincha and he didn't daven nila yet, so it's not necessary for him to be tevel in mikveh. He's not permitted. These are the two girsas. Ein atoch litful or ein yochel litful." Says on the margin on the right hand side that the girsa in Yuma is ein yochel litful. The other gear says the name is Toch Litzvah. Tosh says it's not correct. The gear saying Yoch Litzvah is not correct. He's Yoch Litzvah. It's not a Rechitza Shaltainim. The prohibition against the Chamishi Yiduim on Yom Kippur. The Zachid Ashtia cancels one. Chid Ashtia Sicha. Nil Hassan Tash Mishamita. What did I leave out? Achil Ashtia Rechitza. Achil Ashtia cancels one. Rechitza Sicha. Nil Hassan Tash Mishamita. Zachid Ashtia cancels one. So the prohibition against Rechitza is only if it's a rechitza shaltainik. If it's not a rechitza shaltainik, it's mutter. So Tosfos says this is not called rechitza shaltainik. Any tefila that's mitzahir, it's mitzuruf of davarach, is not called rechitza shaltainik. So strictly speaking, it cannot be that any yochel litzvah. That girsa is not correct. Tosfos says any yochel litzvah. The girsa should be hachigatina and it's yochel litzvah. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to be tevel because he already did daven mincha and neila he holds he can daven later. He doesn't deny that there's an institution of neila. All the Tanaim agree that they daven the Ila, but he holds that it's not necessary to daven the Ila before the Shkia. There are different opinions. One opinion is that you have to finish Nila before the Shkia. The whole Tfilas Nila has to be completed before the Shkia. And the other opinion is you can start Nila after Tzeisat Kachavar. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. And we follow the middle Shita that yeah, as long as you started Nila in Bal Yom, then you can finish even Balayla. The Vilna Gaon points out that's where the Psak comes from, you know, on Purim. People eat the Suda's Purim late in the afternoon, and then they bench Amatzai Purim. So in the Ramah Paskins of Shulchanot, there's Machlokes of Hashem. Ramah Paskins, if the Suda began with Bod Yom on Purim, then you can say Alanisim Amatzai Yom Kippur, even though it's Amatzai Purim. Excuse me. If you start eating the meal on Purim, then you can recite the Bichas Amazon. You can recite in the Bichas, of course, you recite Bichas Amazon. You can recite Alan Nisan in the Birchas Hamazon, even though it's Matzoy Purim. So the Vilna Gaon says, where did they get this psak from? That you go bas atchilas hasuda. So he says, it's ushtel because we pass in the middle shita. There's machleka is regarding Nila, three shitas, one day, and Tanaim is you have to finish. Many Rishonim hold like that. You have to finish Nila before the Shkia. The other day I said, you can begin Nila after Tzeisat Kachom, you can daven Balayla. That's Rabbi Yosi. And it's all litzvot. It's not necessary to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur in order to be, enable you to daven Nila. Can daven nila balayla. That's why the Gemara has the machlokes where the nila passes you from davening ma'ariv. If you're davening nila, so you already davened an extra shmoneses. Well, you have to daven nila and ma'ariv. If you all have to finish nila bayom and ma'ariv has to be balayla, so zmanoshal zeh lokas zmanoshal zeh. How can you say that you yotze ma'ariv by davening nila? But if you say you can begin nila balayla, so there's no need to daven both nila and naila, both nila and ma'ariv. That's how Rashi quotes. Sovele kirav tfilas nila paterish al ariv. Machlokes Atanoim and Machlokes in the Amoraim had a pasuk. So again, Sir Rabbi Yosi holds it's not necessary to be tevel, but to say that it's not permissible to be tevel, that says that's not correct. So since the tefila would be a tefila hametaheres, the tefillah would be for the sake of removing the tumah of Balkeri, so tefillah hametaheris is already, that removes the status of rechitza shaltaini. It's a rechitza l'shem davar achim. Normally any rechitza is automatically labeled as rechitza shaltaini, unless it's mitzuruf l'davar achim. That's a question. Can you have duchening balaylo? So the Rishonim all quote, Yerushalmi says there's no duchening by Ma'ariv. So what does that mean? So the many Rishonim said because you can't duchen balaylo. Just like hakrovas hakarbonos has to be bayom, so too duchening is an avoid that has to be the bayom. As it says, hekesh l'sharso l'baruch bishmoy. So the kibam bach Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the kohanim l'sharso. All the baruch b'shma, the shars means to be makor of karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the sheiris, the avod. The baruch b'shma is teduchen. So just like sheiris is bamida, so the duchening has to be bamida. That's how the Gemara says. So here they say, just like sheiris has to be bayom, so to the duchening has to be bayom. And the Shagasariyeh disagrees and he says, where does it say that in Yerushalmi? It just means that there's no chazaras hashad. Normally there's no chazaras hashad by Ma'ariv. Because tefillah service rishus, so of course if there's no chazaras hashad, no duchening. But if you'll be able to daven nila balayla, if you follow Rav's opinion that you're allowed to daven nila balayla, like Rabbi Yossi holds, you're permitted to daven nila balayla. So then the nila is not a rishus, nila is obligatory. So then you make a chazaras hashad also nila. Then maybe you can duchen balayla also. That was in the Maharil. He quotes the Rishonim saying not allowed to duchen balayla except for Frankfurt. In Frankfurt, the minig is that they always do Chumalayim. In Shulchan Aruch, they bring it like that. The Magen Avraham quotes, only minig Frankfurt, and the Gedolim said it's not right. And the Maharil defended the minig Frankfurt. Maharil and Shagasari, the last piece of the Shagasari on Tainus. He has to say for Gvura Sari. So the last piece is on this topic, and it's cut off in the middle. But that's what it sounds like he's leading to. He's coming to support that position, that it is permissible to duchen in the middle of the night. The reason why there's no duchening by Ma'ariv because no chazor sashat. You only duchen it in chazor sashat. But if you would be able to daven nila balaylo, then he holds that you would duchen balaylo. Most places they don't duchen by nila, because by the time you get to duchening in nila, it's already way after the shkiva. And in Frankfurt, they still they have the practice like they had 1,000 years ago. They still follow on them in Hogin, and they duchen balaylo. Yeah, that's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, how can you tell me that that's the machlokes? The Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Is that true? V'sab Rabbi Yossi tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Therefore, loy mahadrinon agemi, because you may miss shkia. If you'll always insist, you have to try to get again. You should never rely on covering the Shem Hashem with your hand. Then you may miss shkia and you'll miss this givaldige mitzvah tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, "Ben amichla ma'ala ain't tzarich litvul, whatever the givur ain't tzarich any yachol." But the old Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that tefillah b'zmano is ain't a mitzvah. Everything more name. That's the wrong Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Yudah holds like that. We know from Maseches Nida that Rabbi Yossi but Rabbi Yudah holds tefillah b'zmano la mitzvah because he's the one who says, "Daya tefillah bo achreino." It's sufficient if you do one tefillah in the mikvah all the way at the end. What is that all about? The Mishnah starts off a case there. A woman was pregnant, Hoysa Malaya, and a woman went on vacation somewhere. She went to Medina Sayam, and she comes back, she's Reikonis. She's no longer pregnant. So she was, and she was in such a shock. Either the baby was born, or she lost the baby. She doesn't remember what happened. She doesn't remember, was it a boy, was it a baby boy, was it a baby girl? She doesn't remember, was it born alive, was it born dead? She doesn't remember when the baby was born. Yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, she doesn't remember what happened. She doesn't remember anything. So the first Tana says, Gevald, she has to be Tovel. How many times? 30, 35 times. How did he make such a cheshmah? 34? What does Rashi say? Matzuchin ala lamin hei tfilus. Where did that come from? Lamin hei tfilus. So he says, maybe it was a boy, maybe it was a girl. And if it was a boy, so she has to be tovel after the 7 yemei tumah. If it's a girl, then you have to be tovel after the 14 yemei tumah. And the tefillah of the, if she's a yoledes, If she's a Yoledes, normal Yoledes, then Yoledes is Tzilosa Balailo. So she has to be Tovel at the end of 7 days or at the end of 14 days. You don't know when. It could be the baby was born 3 weeks ago. So she'll be Tovel tonight, and then it'll be okay everything. It can't be Tovel before 7 days. It can't be Tovel before the night after 7 days, or before the night after 14 days. But if you Tovel a year later, so L'chola days you say. Well, we don't know when she had the baby. She could have had the baby yesterday. So you got to wait 7 days to make sure that you waited 7 days to be Tovel at night. It can't be that she had the baby tomorrow. She just came today, and we see that she's not pregnant anymore. So either the baby was born yesterday, day before. Sure. If the baby was born 3 weeks ago, then she just goes to Likva once in the Gemara. Then you're finished. But because it could be that the baby was born punct a week ago, and the 7 days of Imeitzuma are over today, so she has to be Tovel tonight. And it could be that the baby was born 6 days ago, and Imeitzuma are over tomorrow night. Could be it's over, the baby was born 5 days ago, Imeitzuma are going to be over 3 days from now. So she has to be Tovel 7 nights in a row. Maybe she's Yoledes Zachar, and she has to be Tovel 7 nights in a row. Maybe she's a Yoledes Nekeva, and maybe the baby was just born how many days ago? So the first 7 nights she has to be Tovel for sure. Maybe she had a baby boy. Then we say maybe she had a baby girl, and the baby girl was born a week and a half ago. So she has to be Tovel the 8th night, the 9th night, the 10th night, the 11th night, and 14 nights in a row. 14 nights in a row. And then there's another concern, Rashi says, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So you have 14 nights she has to be Tovel. Then there's another concern, maybe the baby was born, maybe she's a Yoledes Dezov, and she has to have Shemenikim. And a Zava, a woman who is a Zava, once she counts her Shemenikim, she can be Tovel in the morning. And if you say Tvilu Bizman HaMitzvah, she should be Tovel at the earliest available opportunity, so then you shouldn't wait to be Tovel by Laila, she should be Tovel by Yom. So we tell her she has to be Tovel another couple of times by Yom. Maybe it's a Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah of the Tvila Bizov. Maybe she was a Yoledes Bizov. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Many, many Tvilas. And then Rabbi Yossi says, Dial a Tvila Bachreina. Since all the earlier Tvilas, everything is the Torah stuff, you get on them, maybe that's a Tvila Bizmana. But at the end, she's going to have to be Tovel at the end anyway. And once she's Tovel in the end, then that substitutes for all the other Tfilas. So you gain nothing. Nothing is accomplished whatsoever by being Mahadid to be Tovel Bizmana. Tfilah Bizmana is Lab Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, we know that there is a Tana. We know it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And we know the Tana Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Daya Tfilah Bachreina. So the Gemara says, that Brice in Yuma that says, Rabbi Yosi b'Namlichel HaMailo, it's not necessary because he holds Tfilah Bizmana La Mitzvah. That's not the regular Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, the famous Tana Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different Tana. So that's how the Gemara resolves this theory. So again, so what's the Maskanas HaGemara? Korach Olav Gemi comes out, it's not in order to prevent the Gram Mechikas Hashem. No, all the time I'm agreed, Gram Mechikas Hashem is not Mutter. That's what the Chazanish corrected. It's not a Machlokes where the Gram Mechikas Hashem is Mutter Ras. All the time I'm asking that it's us. Machlokes where the Gram Mechikas Hashem has a lois essay or not. Aser, it certainly is awesome. But if it's only an essay of Kvod Hashem, so then certainly the mitzvah of being Tovel takes precedence. That's the way they show Kovod. Ritzonu Shel Adam Zel Kvod, the Rebbe Shalom wants you to go to Mikveh, so that's the Kvod Hashem. But the Gemara thought that there was, originally the Gemara thought there was a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Gram Mechikas Hashem constitutes a lois essay or not. The Gemara said, no, that's not at all the machlokes. They all agree. If that would be the issue, then you have to could have put on a gemi to prevent the Gram Mechika, then the gemi would be a chatzitza. Gemi would have to be mehedik, it would have to be tight, so the gemi is going to be an outright chatzitza. So that's obviously not the correct shot. We're talking about a case where the gemi is loose, and the ink itself is also loose. The ink is lach, so it's not a chatzitza. And the gemi is loose, so it's not a chatzitza. So what's the whole function of the gemi? To cover over Shem Hashem, what he needed for, put your hand there. So the Gemara says, if it's a concern, Dilma Mishtali, Vishakli, you may forget. So if you have a gemi, how about everybody masking, use a gemi. Put on a loose bathrobe. Everybody's masking. Machlokes is whether you have to be mehada for it or not. So the shayla is, he may miss the shkia. So that's the shayla. Will that be such a great hefsid or not? If you miss the shkia. So if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, So you better be careful. Shake a leg. Don't miss the shkir. If your tefillah is a mitzvah, but it's not tefillah bizmana, it's nishke mitzvah, it doesn't have to be bizmana. The same thing whether bizmana shaloi bizmana. So then you can insist, mahadrin and agemi, and insist you should always look for agemi. Let's say pidyon ben is a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes achronim. Pidyon ben bizmana is like mila bizmana, that it's an enhanced form of the mitzvah. How do you know mila bizmana is a different mitzvah? It's not just reason makdimin mitzvahs, because mila bizmana is deicha shabbos and yontif, mila shaloi bizmana is not deicha shabbos. So that shows that Mila Bizmana is an enhanced scheme on mitzvah. It's a special din on Mila Bizmana. So whenever it's possible to do Mila Bizmana, you're not permitted to postpone to wait to do a Mila Shalav Bizmana. It's not allowed. Once in a while you can't, you have no choice. Baby's sick, but there's no moil, okay. So you have no choice, so you can't do a Mila Bizmana. What about Pidyon HaBen Bizmana? To do the Pidyon HaBen on the Yom Lamed Aleph, is that an enhanced scheme on mitzvah like Mila Bizmana? Or do you say, no, it's Reis Magdimim HaMitzvahs. And if you have an overriding consideration, you just postpone the Pidyon HaBen. So that's a machlokes and rishonim and a machlokes achronim. I think most assume that pidyon ben bizmano does not enhance the mitzvah. It's just an inyan of zvizim akdim. It is still an inyan of zvizim akdim limit. If you have a major consideration, so then you can postpone the pidyon ben. There are some rishonim goinim who hold not so. They hold that pidyon ben bizmano is a separate din. The Shita lo no de lemi on Kiddushin, there's a Rishon that is an anonymous Rishon, we don't know who it is. The Shita lo no de lemi on Kiddushin writes an opinion, and the Ramban in Hilchas Pcheris, on the Perek on Pidyon HaBen, next to the last Perek in Pcheris, all about Pidyon HaBen, the last Perek in Pcheris is about Maisa Behema. And next to the last Perek is Yesh Pchor, all the Dinim are Pidyon HaBen. So in that Perek, Yesh Pchor, the Ramban has in Hilchas Pcheris, he quotes in the Gaonim what the Shita lo no de lemi quotes in Kiddushin, that if you do a pidyon ben bizmano, you give 5 shkolim. That's what it says in the Chumash. If you postpone and you do pidyon ben shelo bizmano after the Yom Lamed Aleph, then you have to be Mosif Chumash. If the Bailim is po de hegdish, then you're Mosif Chumash. So they have an einfall. It's not sufficient with 5 shkolim. You got to give, and Mosif Chumash means another 25%. You got to give, in addition to the 5 shkolim, you got to give another shekel and a quarter. 6 1/4 shkolim. I never heard. Never heard of such a thing. No one ever does like that. So that's for sure, that's just not accepted. But the einfall that he has, the idea that he has, that there's a difference in halacha l'maisa between a pidyon ben bizmana, is not just reason makdimin l'mitzvah, you try to do the mitzvah on the earliest available opportunity. No. Something more than that. If you do the pidyon ben bizmana, you give so much money. If you do the pidyon ben shelo bizmana, you got to give an extra shekel and a quarter. And ganzen, two different mitzvahs. So that part of the shita sagayim is not accepted. But the question is, what about the other part? That he holds that it's two different mitzvahs, not just these magdim and mitzvahs. So that's a machlokes and achronim, whether we have accepted that part or not. Okay, the top tesis we learned already. The second tesis we also learned. Okay. Good.
So what's the problem with diapering a baby if it's far enough cold? Or is it just a matter of how to feel it versus the event?
If you would cover over the svarim.
No, just as close as svarim. I mean, there's no shame much more than at least doable. Or is it just that indicates that if it's
I think the whole Sefer has, we treat the whole Sefer as if it has Kedusha, not only the writing. So here, the Shem Hashem is on his body, so whatever he's going to put in front is going to be considered a covering. If he puts a gemi, that's a covering. Puts a hand, that's a covering. So the hand is something separate. But you have a book that has a cover to it, so the whole Sefer is here. The whole Sefer is considered like the Sefer Torah. Midi Rabbanon. Midi Torah it's not, but Midi Rabbanon, we treat the whole Sefer with its cover. As a Tashmish Kedusha, the words of the Sefer Torah themselves, let's say you have a Sefer Torah, the words of the Sefer Torah themselves, that's Gufik Kedusha. Then the mental around the Sefer Torah is Tashmish Kedusha. So you're not allowed to die for the baby facing the Tashmish Kedusha either, unless it's in a different room. See, we have something similar to that. We treat the Sefer itself as if it were Gufik Kedusha, the words of the Sefer, and the cardboard covering on the outside, as if that were the mental of the Sefer Torah, as if that were a Tashmish Kedusha. So we have to give that respect as well. Okay, the next Mishnah is also famous. There is a din of Amir al-Nachri Shvus. You're not permitted to ask an Nachri to do Malacha for you. What if it's a shvuz de shvuz? What about the eskan achri to do an isa de rabbanon? It's also not allowed. Tosfos says, "Ein olam la kabei, afilu be isa de rabbanon mil nachri shvuz." As it says in Perek Shal Kufnun, "Ein muchach the Perek Hador." Where's Perek Hador? That's in Erevin. Usually they don't assume that anybody knows where the name of the Perek is. Usually they're supposed to tell you Erevin Dav Samazayin. It slipped up over here. It just says Dav Samazayin. Chimuch of Perek Hador is in Erevin. Dav Samazayin. Gabi Naisa Chamim and Migo Besa. The Gemara says there, they had a bris on Shabbos. There was a Mila Bizmana. The baby boy was born last Shabbos. Mila Bizmana is this Shabbos. And they had the practice of bathing the baby with warm water before the bris and after the bris. We don't do that anymore. We have antiseptics. We don't bathe with. You don't always bathe the baby with warm water immediately before the bris. They did it in order to prevent infection. We have better ways to prevent infection. So in the days of the Gemara, if you wouldn't bathe the baby before the bris and after the bris, you wouldn't be able to perform the bris. So they had the baby with the knife were in this apartment, in this house. And the hot water, they had hot water and it spilled. And the hot water that they're going to use is in a different house. And you're not allowed to carry. Because the Chatz Hashanim Arabs, there's no air if you're not allowed to carry there. So the Gemara says, if a Leska Nochri to carry the hot water in the Chatz Hashanim Arabs, that's a Shvuz de Shvuz. Amir the Nochri is only a Shvuz de Rabbanon. And to carry in the Chatz Hashanim Arabs is basically Menatar Tzav Rishu Sayochid. There are Mechitzas around the realm. It's just that they never collected the air. They never collected the matzahs from each one of the Shem Shabbos who lived there. So to carry in the Chatz Hashanim Arabs is only forbidden. That's Takana Shlaim HaMelech. That he insisted, he instituted that you got to have an Erev. Erev Chatzir. So to ask a non-Jew to carry an Echot Hashem Erevus is a Shvuz, the Shvuz is also not allowed, but B'makam Mitzvah we allowed it. Either B'makam Mitzvah is Mila only, or B'makam many in every Mitzvah. So we are Mekel on that. We say any B'makam Mitzvah is Mutta. Other opinions in Taisis hold Afke B'makam Mitzvah is Mila. So Taisis is the Chaymuch of the Perek Hador. It's clear from the Gemara that even a Shvuz, the Shvuz is also generally forbidden. It's only b'makam mitzvah. It's mutar, or perhaps only b'makam mitzvah is milu, because milu is deicha Shabbos. So the machshir and milu would be deicha shvuz de shvuz. But if not for that, amir le nochri ana de rabbanon is still forbidden. Still not allowed to do it. Still not allowed to do it. So that's, and over here it's also a de rabbanon to be mechabe and eish on Shabbos is a malacha shein tzvicha legufa if you don't plan to use the pechon. If the fire department comes to extinguish the flame, they're not interested in using the pechum. They want to save the furniture. They want to save the house from burning down. So usually, if you're not interested in using the pechum, it's going to be ein tzvich leguf. It's going to be the rabbanon anyway. The halisa is just going to be the rabbanon to begin with. So Tosfos says, but keep in mind that a shvuz de shvuz is normally aser, unless it's a makam mitzvah, like the bris milah. Now, if it's muta makam mitzvah, then it's muta v'chol d'shem b'satane. It's muta b'makam hefsed mirbasa. It's muta b'makam dleika. So they say, "Sakashenu." That's what we're talking about. Makam dleika. My house is burning down. My house is burning down. So why is it forbidden for me to ask the nachri? Ein amam lo kabe. I'm not permitted to ask the nachri to extinguish the flame. Why not? It should be a shvuz de shvuz b'makam hefsed meruba. B'makam hefsed meruba. So it's certainly muta. So the Gemara asked Akasha before. The Gemara answers, it's a special chashash. Mitoch shalom bo'al ha-mamono, yisharis le'yotzei lo'habuyas. It's a new gzera, a new Easter over here. Because my house is burning down, so they don't permit me to do even shvuz de shvuz, b'makam hefsed meruba, which is normally mutter. Here they say, came in and made a new gzera. Not allowed to do it. Shem o'yobo lo'chabos. What if the nachri decides on his own? He's an Abra of mine. He decides on his own to extinguish the flame. Am I obligated to tell him al techabes? And the Mishnah says no. Ein amrim loy kabe. You're not permitted to instruct him kabe. I want you to extinguish. And you're not obligated to tell him al techabe. Why are you not obligated? Because mitnei ain't shvisos aleim. If it would be my eved kenaini would my eved would be extinguishing the flame. There are two kinds of eved that you can have. If the eved is more b'toba l'shem eved. Then it's chayv mitzvahs keisha. So of course I'm not allowed to let him be mechabedeish. He's Jewish. He's Jewish with respect to chil Shabbos. He's not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah says the shazman grama like women are not obligated to observe Shabbos for sure. He's obligated to. So if he's an eved k'nayni shemol v'tovah l'shem eved, of course I have to tell him he's not allowed to. But even if he's lo mol v'tovah l'shem eved, I had Hevek 90. It's loy mal b'tov b'lishem b'hem. So still, that's what it says in Aseres HaDibur. Asasa kam l'ocha abdo b'incho yitzecha abdecho b'amoscha v'hem techo abdecho b'amoscha goes on the Hevek 90 shaloy mal b'tov shaloy mal b'tov. So there Amir l'nachri is an Issa Derais. There I'm not allowed to ask him in Aseres, that's an Issa Derais. That's a fact. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there as a Tikkun. The whole Issa the Rabbanan of Amir Lenachri is patterned after that Din Deraisa. There is a Din Deraisa that appears in Aseres HaDibros. You're not permitted to ask. You're not permitted to ask a Ger Toshav. You're not permitted to ask a Ger Toshav. That's a Toshav in Yivamis. It says in the Pasuk, what do you mean, the Gercha Asher Bisharecha? So the Gemara says, and Yivamis, that refers to a Ger Toshav. So what does that mean? So Rashi writes that a Ger Toshav is not permitted to do Malacha on Shabbos. Why is that so? A Ger Toshav only accepted upon himself not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. How can you say that he's forbidden to be Mechal Shabbos? So Tosfos says, because Rashi says, because we have a klal that a Mechal Shabbos prefers his Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah. And since the Ger Toshav accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, and this enhances that observance of not worshiping Avodah Zarah, namely observing Shabbos, being Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia is the equivalent of Avodah Zarah. Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia is Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah. So if the Ger Toshav accepted upon himself not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so what is he accepting upon himself? All of Bnei Noach, I'm a Tzuva V'yayimim. Not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs, it must be that he's adding something. That's what Rashi apparently understood. It's based on the Gemara increases Daf Tesam and Aleph, that when the Ger Toshav accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he has to observe them in a more enhanced form than any old Nochri. The other Nochrim just observe superficially Sheva Mitzvahs. But the Ger Toshav, who is Kibbalolah means some newest Kailas, some deeper obligation. So he has to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs with all of their pitchivkis, with all of their details. So one of the details of Avodah Zarah is not to be Mechal Shabbos. Because if you'll be Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia, it's Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah. So that's how Rashi interprets in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says the Pasuk Ger Chashev Sharecha is referring to Ger Toshav. So Rashi says the Ger Toshav is not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, so he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because Mechal Shabbos Befrahesia is Dina Kovid Avodah Zarah. That's how Rashi writes. So Tosfos is Masig on Rashi. That's a very nice idea, but it's a Machlekes HaTanoim and Krisis. The first few Tanoim say like that, and we don't accept that opinion. We paskin l'alocha that the Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all. The first Tana says he's not allowed to observe Shabbos like a Jew observes Shabbos, but the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos like a Jew would observe Yom Tov. Next Tana says not allowed to do that either. He has to observe Shabbos like we would observe Chol HaMoed. And we pass him like the third Tana. The Gemara says, Halacha Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the third Tana, that the Ger Toshav observes Shabbos the way we observe Chol. In other words, doesn't observe Shabbos at all. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos, period. The idea is a nice idea, that a Ger Toshav is Mekabel al Atma, who he accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It must be that he's obligating himself to observe an enhanced form of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, not the basic Sheva Mitzvahs. Basic Sheva Mitzvahs, all the Bnei Noach HaMechuyev to observe. Must be that he's Mekabel on himself more than that. So that's why Rashi writes on this Gemara, so Tosfos, this Gemara is on Mem Chesam and Beis. And the Tosfos is Dibra Maskel Zeh Ger Toshav. And they quote Rashi says, the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Avodah Zarah and enhance his observance of not worshiping Avodah Zarah by observing Shabbos as well. So he said, that's not Kalacha. We don't pass on like that. Increases Daf Tesam and Aleph. We pass on Kalacha Kepshim Baichoi. So what does it mean, Zer Ger Toshav? It means Ger Toshav there, there's an Amir Liakim Deraisa. If I ask a Ger Toshav to do Malacha for me, that'll be a violation Deraisa. That'll be an Issa Deraisa. And all the coolest that we have, B'makam mitzvah derabim, and the shuz b'makam mitzvah, and all the heterim b'makam tzav balechayim, all the heterim that we have to use the Shabbos goy, all of the coolest only apply if you assume that Amir Liakim is only the Rabbanim. If Amir Liakim would be derais, if you have a nochri, he's a ger toshav, and it says in Aseres HaDibros, you're not permitted to ask him to do malacha for you, then there aren't going to be any coolest. There's no kula of makam mitzvah, no kula of shvus d'shvus or anything. Everything is going to be lechumer. Because we don't have any ger toshav. How do you know we don't have any ger toshav? Gemara has a klal. Ein ger toshav noig ala bizman sha yovel noig. So we haven't had yovel noig for a long time. Yovel is only noig bizman sha kol yoshvei aleh, when you have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. So we haven't had for a long time. Gemara says the last 20 years of the Bais Rishon, the last 20 years of the Bais Rishon, they didn't have yovel. Yovel wasn't observed because they didn't have kol yoshvei aleh. Bais Sheni is up Geret. They didn't have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. And after the Bais Sheni, for sure, they didn't have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. It may soon be changing, but so far we still don't yet have Kol Yoshvei Aleh. So Bizman, the Gemara said, Bizman She'en HaYovel Noig, En HaGer Toshav Noig. Rabbi Cook had, Chief Rabbi Cook, had a nightfall. When they had the Hetem Mechira in Eretz Yisrael for the Shnas HaShmita, and they sell to a Goy, so it was always a problem of Lois HaChanem. L'sitlam chanoi b'karki, you're not allowed to sell chunk and Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. Lo sechonim. So he writes in the Sefer Shabbos HaOrz, one of the Rabbonim who was on his bezin, one of the big Talmid Chacham suggested maybe they should sell it to a Ger Toshav. Instead of selling to a Goy, they should sell to a Ger Toshav. Where do you have? There is no such thing as a Ger Toshav. The animal doesn't exist as manazem. So Rav Kook had a whole einfall, a whole suggestion. If he sells to a Christian, if he sells to a guy who's mamasha with Abed Azara, so clearly he's not a Ger Toshav. But if he sells to a Muslim, and the Muslims we know all observe, maybe they don't observe, but everybody knows that they have accepted upon themselves not to violate any of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyar, so maybe all the Muslims have a din of a Ger Toshav. I am Ger Toshav Noyag Alib Azman Shah Yevel Noyag, so he says no. That means, if you need a Bezna of three to be Mekabal a Ger Toshav, then you can't be Mekabal Bezmanazah. But if it's a Dabi Yadua Mefursam, then maybe you don't even need a Bezna. Maybe all the Muslims have a din of a Ger Toshav automatically. Because whatever is Mefursam, you don't need a Bezna. That's one day in Tesis. By Ger, by real Ger. Gemara talks about a non-Jewish woman who converted, and she never had the benefit of a Bezna. She was never Toivel in the presence of a Bezna. But every month she observed Taras HaMishpach, and everybody in the community knows she went to mikveh every month. She was very, very observant. She was very medactic. Nobody was there in the mikveh when she goes to mikveh every month, but everybody knows for sure that she observes Taras HaMishpach. So the Gemara says, Mi lo tov lo l'niduso. So Gemara Nivam is, Mi lo tov lo l'niduso. And therefore, we say her geris is good. So Tosef asks the kasha, how can it be a good geris? But the Halacha says you have to have a bezin present at the time of tefillah. So Taisa gives two suggestions. The one suggestion they give is maybe the Bezdin present B'Shas Tefillah is not Makid B'Diyevet. Maybe all that's Makid B'Diyevet is that there should be a Bezdin for the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. Maybe there was. Maybe the woman had a Bezdin for the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. Just wasn't a Bezdin at the time. She says, Tovalti Beini LeBein Atzmi. At the time she was Tovel, there wasn't a Bezdin present. So Taisa says, maybe that's not Makid B'Diyevet. Maybe that part is not Makid B'Diyevet. And then Taisa has another suggestion. Maybe really the Bezdin is Likuva B'Shas Tefillah. And if you don't have the Bezdin present when the Ger or the Gioris is Tevel in the Mikveh, they remain Nochrim, the Geris is not completed. But if it's a Dova Yadua Mefursam that everybody in the community knows about, so it's considered as if three religious Jews were there and present and watching because everybody knows about it. Since everybody knows, so that's considered as if there were a Bezdin present. According to that opinion in Tosfos, that whatever is the Dovah Yaduah Mefursam is considered as if you had a Bezdin present as if you had a Bezdin present at the time of the Tefillah of the Ger, so it's shach to say the same thing over here in the Ger Toshav, that the halacha that you're not Mekabel Ger Toshav is Man Sheinei Yovel Noig, that means we don't have the right to convene a Bezdin to accept a Ger Toshav is Man, unless you have a Ger Toshav who had already accepted to become a Ger Toshav is Man by his Rishon and is still alive today, so we're not being Mekabel him. He's automatically a Ger Toshav. That's why Cook had a suggestion, maybe if it's the Dovah Yodum of course, everybody in the community knows that all the Muslims accepted upon themselves all of the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough. So maybe since, like Tosfos says, you wouldn't need a Bezdin if it would have been a Geirus to convert to become a Yisrael, then maybe you wouldn't require a Bezdin present for the Ger Toshav either to accept upon himself to become a Ger Toshav. If it's Dovah Yadu Mefursam, so It becomes a ger toisha even bizman hazeh. So it's a chidush on top of a chidush. So then the problem was, if so, if every Muslim has a status of a ger toisha, they can't use a Muslim as your Shabbos goy. So that's impossible. They always use Muslim as a Shabbos goy. So then Rav Kook is mechalak ben advek. So he said, no, that's only the ger to the din of loy sechanim. Because the pasuk in Sliyashu, v'artzucha penyachti v'ayischali. So b'negeya to this din, ager toshav is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So if we all know it's a dav yadum, of course, that he observes the Sheva, he knows he's supposed to observe the Sheva mitzvahs ben inoyach. So maybe all the Muslims have a din ager toshav, b'negeya to that din. B'negeya to the din in Aseres Adibas, l'sas kol melocha, v'ger chashay b'sharecha, that amir l'nochri is deraisa, if he has ager toshav, so that's only if you have a real ger toshav. So that's already gekvetched. That's already a psadochik. To split, to say that the different dinim of ger toshav don't always go hand in hand. That sometimes you have a ger toshav, he has a status of ger toshav with respect to the din of toshav. It usually says, lo yeshu diartucha penyachti wa ischalin. A ger toshav may live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why he's called the ger toshav. He's a nochri whom we're not obligated to chase out of the land. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So when he gets to the lo yeshu diartucha, he is a ger toshav. As opposed to the benegat to the din of Hilchos Shabbos, not a ger toshav, so a little bit shver, shvaches var. Okay, that was a, this was an einfalt to enhance the het mechira, to enhance the het mechira. In the days of the Beis Yosef, when they had days of the Maharit in the 1500s, they had a het mechira which was much weaker. Rav Kook improved it, and every year, everybody, all the rabbanim keep on improving the het mechira. In recent years, Rav Al Yashiv improved the het mechira. He added more and more. They keep on adding more and more hidurim to that mechira. Like start mechiras chametz in Europe when they first started mechiras chametz, so they did superficially. And then as the years went on, so they polished it up, and they have many hidurim. And every generation, the different rabbanim add on more hidurim to the start mechiras chametz to make it a little more palatable. So the same over here, the start mechira for the purposes of shnas hashmita. Over the years, they added a lot of hidurim. So one of them was to sell to a Muslim as opposed to selling to a Christian. So maybe that makes it a little better. Yeah?
By the Keres and the Midbar, the original Keres, you say there was maize in there? So everyone knew about it? So that's why we compare the Keres?
Could be. That's what we spoke about. Rabbi Shula Kutne asked that Kasha. We spoke about it on Parshas Yisro. So he, the Thursday before yesterday, so he gave a different answer. He had two Kashas in his Sefer HaChosha Mishpat. So he, Yeshua Yisrael, let's call him. Yeshua Yisrael, Achash Mishpah. So he had two kashas. He had one kasha that if Geras needs a bezin of three, where was the bezin at the time of Maamin HaSinai? And the second kasha was that Geras is really a Kriyas Bris with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So whenever you make a contract, whenever you make an agreement between two parties, so the two parties have to be present and they have to indicate their consent, their agreement. So on the occasion of Maamin HaSinai, the Shechina was there, Bnei Yisrael were there, and they shook hands, and they agreed, the Rebbe Shlom agreed to give Skar V'Yonish, we agreed to live up to the mitzvah, he promised to give Skar V'Yonish. So we were both there. Whenever you have a Geiris L'Doira, so you should say, all the Geiris L'Doira should be patterned after Maamin HaSinai, the Gemara says, Kachem Kavisechem, so everything has to be patterned after Maamin HaSinai, so why don't we require a Gila Shechina? That the Shechina should always be present, so that should cut out the 99.99% of the converts. You shouldn't be able to do an act of conversion unless the Shechina is present and indicates that he's prepared to agree to accept this fellow. So Rabbi Shula Kutin said, one kasha farem for the other. The reason why we need a bezdin is because the lakim needs about that scale. The bezdin represents the Shechina to accept the convert. But on the occasion of Maamin HaSinai, the Shechina was there, so that's why there was no need for a bezdin. So that's he gave al derech acharidus. What you say is al derech hapshat. Maybe yours is good. Maybe yours is also good pshat. Since everybody knew about it, so it's considered as if you had a bezdin, like the Taisa says in Yevamos. If the dov yadua to the public that the woman is going into the mikvah, so it's considered as if there had been a bezin present at the time that she was tovel in the mikvah. So let's see again. So these psukim and aseres adibris, it says ger chashe b'sherecha, that refers to the ger toisha. What does it mean ger toisha? So he said it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What Rashi said is correct according to the earlier tanoim. Increases daftes. There are tanoim that say like that, that the ger toisha must observe Shabbos as an enhancement of his observance of Avodah Zarah, not the worship of Avodah Zarah, because on Chol Shabbos Befeis, he did it for Avodah Zarah. that what Rashi writes there in the Yeromis corresponds to the earlier Tanoim in Creases. But Lamaskana, the Gemara says in Creases, we pass from like the third Tanoim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Ger Toisha observes Shabbos Kisol Bechol. Means it does not observe Shabbos at all. So what does it mean in that? Teres Adivis Veger Chavisher Shereh. That it says it goes on Amir Eliyakum. Usually Amir Eliyakum is the Rabbanim, but that's called the Tikkun Rabbanim. Came there as the Tikkun that's had an after Amir Eliyakum. If the Yakum is a Ger Toshev, if it's a Ger Toshev, then it's an Isa Derais. Right. And what's the other line in the pasuk? Avducha Bamoscha. What is that? Avducha Bamoscha. If it's an Eved Va'Omo, Shemalu V'Tavlu L'Shem Eved, so the Chayv Mitzvus Keisha. So that's included in Ato. Ata includes everybody. It doesn't only include the people who are present at Hasina. When we read Chumash today, we're included in Ata. So why does the Taka say Bincha Bitecho? Bincha Bitecho, who weren't present at Hasina, but they're also included in Ata. So Rashi points that out on Chumash and the Aseret Hadibus. He says, if the children are passed by mitzvah, then they're included in Ata, even though they were not present at Maimon Hasina. Bincha Bitecho refers to the children before Bar Mitzvah. That it's an Issa Deraisa for the parents of the children to encourage their children to do a malacha for them on Shabbos. If the kid does malacha on his own, it's a different thing. But the parents should encourage the child to do a malacha for them. That's an Issa Deraisa and Aseres Adibes. That's Bincha Bitecha. So what does it mean? That's the same. The Ger HaShe B'Sherecha is, if I ask the Ger to do a malacha for me, that's an Issa Amir Liakum Deraisa, after which is patterned the whole institution of Amir Liakum Derabon. How do you read again? Ubehemtecho. What's behemtecho? That's the din of shvisas behemta. The Gemara has. Gemara has in Shabbos and in Avodah Zarah. The end of the first parak, the beginning of the second parak in Avodah Zarah. Shvisas behemta is a din. Even if my next door neighbor is a goy, and the goy wants to use my cow on Shabbos, I use the cow always wants to do malochas. The goy wants to use my cow to be chorish for him. So that's my prohibition. I'm not allowed to let the Nochri use my behemah to do malach on Shabbos. That shvitas behemti. What's avdecho ba moscha? If it refers to an eved ivri, he's ato. If it refers to an eved knayin, he's vaiterato. Must refer to avdecho ba moscha shaloi molu v'tovlu. It goes on eved v'amish shaloi molu v'tovlu. So the mamish a goy gomer. He's not chayv in mitzvus kishu. So what exactly is forbidden? And there's a din, just like there's a din of shvitas behemto. If I own the behemoth, so there's a din of shvisas behemto, so there's a din of shvisas avdo v'amosoi hanochrim. It's my responsibility to see to it that they don't do any malach. I have to stop them from doing it. But let's say it's a nochri, a next door neighbor is a nochri, and he wants to do a malacha. That's not my responsibility to stop him from doing it. Even though he's doing the malacha on my behalf, I'm not mukhiv to tell him to stop. If he does malacha for me, I'm not allowed to be nene from the malacha. Let's say the Nochri puts on a light on Shabbos. That's the next Mishnah. Kuf Chav Beis Amin Aleph. Nochri Shidlik's on there, Mishtamish Leor Yisrael, Vimish Leor Yisrael. Also, if the Nochri puts on the light specifically for me, I'm not allowed to be nene from that malacha San Nochri. Why is that? Why is it forbidden for me to be nene? That's a din midirabbanan. That's part of the din of Amir Eliyakim. If you'll allow people to get on off in the Melech HaZakum that was done for the Israel, so Taisi says the next thing that'll happen is all the Jews will ask the Goy to do Melech for them, and they'll make believe that the Goy did it on his own. So the Chacham made it there, the Rabbanan, to be mechazik the prohibition of Amir Eliyakim. So he said that even if it were true, even if it's really true that the Nochri did it on his own, but he did it on your behalf, you're not allowed to get on door from it. Hidlik is on there. You're not allowed to be mishtamish unless Hidlik liyatzmo. Unless the Nochri lit it for himself. Whenever he does any malach on behalf of the Israel, Yisrael is not allowed to get any hanor from it. So Nochamot, so you have in this pasuk, v'sach gam locha ato ovilcho vitecho avducho v'amoscho v'hemtecho v'gercha sheb b'sherecho. You have a lot of dinim here. V'sach gam locha ato, that's the whole Masechah Shabbos. That's what we're familiar with. V'gercha sheb b'sherecho, says that goes on Amir Eliyakim, that there is a case where Amir Eliyakim is their Isa, namely if the Yakim is a Ger Toshav. So then Amir Eliyakim is their Isa. So even when he's not a Ger Toshav, that's our Mishnayis, that Nochi Shabbat Lachabes Enam Lachabbe. You're not allowed to ask him to do the Kibbutz, even if it's only a Derabbanon. Amir Eliyakim is also even on Derabbanon. Sure, okay. If you have a Shvuz, the Shvuz from Makam Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. But some Shvuz, the Shvuz is also. So we have, let's ask him, Locha Ato, Then you have the ger chayshev b'sherechah is the amira liyakum, that's the right, namely if the yakum is the ger chayshev. Then you have bitcha bincha b'techo. Rashi and Chumash says it goes on ketanim. They can't go on gedolim. If the children after bar mitzvah, then they're included in ato, even though they weren't born till thousands of years after Maamin HaSinai. Ato refers to all the people whom the Torah is speaking to. The Torah addresses itself to all the people who are bar mitzvah. All the Jewish people pass bar mitzvah, so we're all ato. So bincha b'techo means it's the parents' responsibility to see to it that the children shouldn't do malacha on behalf of the parents. If the child does malacha on his own, the child is doing malacha on his own, that's not what the Aseres Adibis is referring to. That's a different question. Whether kot nechal never is bez the mitzvah lafrishay, then bez the mitzvah lafrishay. That's a different shayla. Whether bez the mitzvah lafrishay or not. That's the bottom tesis on the daf. Refers it to the sugya, that's the sugya nivam, is daf kuf yudal adam and aleph. If you have a katan on the veil, a katan is violating an issa deraisa, but the katan is allah bar chiyuva. I mean, Torah is not mechuyiv in anything. So would you say bez mitzvah lafrisha, you have to try to stop him from doing that there? Would you say that ain bez mitzvah lafrisha? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Nochamo. So we have this pasuk in Aseret HaDibur. Ata refers to all the people after the bar mitzvah. Bincha b'techo refers to the children before bar mitzvah, that if they're doing on behalf of their parents, the parents have to stop them. That's a pasuk in Aseret HaDibur. That's what the Mishnah says. Avol katan shebol l'chabos, if a child before bar mitzvah comes to put out the fire, ain shomim lo, you're not allowed to let him put out the fire. Mpnei sheshvisosoi aleihem. It's the parents' responsibility to see to it that the children not do malacha on behalf of the parents. Sheshvisosoi aleihem. It's their responsibility. That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, the last three lines before the Mishnah goes, b'katan ha'isa l'dasaviv. Since the katan is doing on behalf of his father, so the Mishkanes Yankiv says, he points out Rashi HaChumash says that. That's what the pasuk says in Aseres HaDibros. Katan sho'isa al'dasaviv. The pasuk says in Aseres HaDibros, lo sasa kamalacha, ato bincha l'techo. That's exactly what it refers to. And what is again behemtecho? Behemtecho, Shvi says behemto. Even if the behem is doing malacha for a nochri, he's not doing for me. A nochri took my behem, and we're friendly with each other. I use his behemoth without, we're next door neighbors. I use his behemoth without, we gave each other permission to use each other's property whenever we need it. So I use his behemoth and his kalim sometimes without asking him, and he uses mine without asking. So if I see on Shabbat that he's using my behemoth to do malacha, I have to stop him. What's wrong? He's a nochri. He's permitted to violate Shabbat. The answer is no. The behemoth, there's a din shvisa behemta. Shvisa behemta is Allah. It's my mitzvah. I have to see to it that my behemoth is not involved in doing malacha to anybody, even on behalf of a nochri. It's my responsibility. And what if, I'm out of town, I went to a bar mitzvah, and I hear right before the ichbenshin that the guy is using my behemoth to do malacha with it. What am I going to do when I can't do anything about it? So the Gemara says that you should be mafke the behemoth. The violation of shvisa behemoth is only caused man that it's your behemoth. Ato bincha behemtecha. If it belongs to you, behemtecha with a chaf. The chaf habaylus. If the behemoth doesn't belong to me, so then I'm not in violation of shvisa behemoth. So the Gemara says, if you're mafke the behemoth, then you won't be in violation. The mafka the behemah is you won't have the behemah after Shabbos. You won't mafka for 24 hours. Say you're only mafka the behemah for 24 hours for the duration of Shabbos. And there is such a thing. Interesting. There is such a thing. And after the 24 hours are over, then it goes back to me. It's an interesting halacha. A kinyan lizman. You can marry a girl also lizman. Trial period. Marry the girl for a year. If it doesn't work out, goodbye and good luck. You don't need a get. You can do such a thing. Gemara says you can't do such a thing. The Gemara says once you're married, you're stuck. You have to give a get. So how come by kinyanim it works like that? That's what it says in the Gemara. You can make a kinyan. I can give you bailus l'lamad yom, and after the lamad yom, you go to someone else. V'achrecha l'ploini, v'achrev l'ploini. I can be mafka behema l'shloshim yom. So it's an interesting concept. So I'm mafka the behema l'shabbos, and if that's the only way. If I'm there, I can tell the Nachri, look, it's against my religion. I can't allow you to use my behemoth to do malacha for you on Shabbos. But if I'm not around, then the Gemara says you have no choice, and you got to be mafkir the behemoth, in order that you mafkir it lizman, mafkir for the duration of Shabbos, in order that when the Nachri does malacha with my behemoth, I won't be in violation of the Shvisas Behemto. So Nachum will say, that's Shvisas Behemto. And then it says, Avducha Vamoscha. So again, the Avducha Vamoscha, why are they not included in Ato? So it must be that it's not an Ebed Ivri. It's not even an Ebed Kanani. Shemol V'tova L'shem Ebed Kanani. If it's Mol V'tova, then Abaydi is included in Ato. He's a Bar Chiyuvah. He's Mechoyiv and Mitzvah Keisho. It must be an Ebed Kanani who's Loi Mol V'tova. So he doesn't have any Kedushas Yisrael, but he belongs to me. So that's my din, like Shvisas Behemto. So there's a din of Shvisas Avada of HaKnainim. If I own an Ebed Kanani or a Shivcha Knainis, even though Loi Mol V'tova, they're not Chayiv and Mitzvah at all, a goy gomer, you only have in the seven mitzvahs been in Oyach, but still, since I own this nochri, so it's like Shvisas Behemto, it's forbidden for me to allow my behemoth to be involved in a malachan Shabbos. So too, it's forbidden for me to allow my eved v'shivcha, even though they're goyim gemurim, to be involved in any malachas on Shabbos. So these are the dinim derais. Okay. So Nachman, so the Mishnah has. So the Mishnah has.
Does
that
mean that
it's the deraisa
is violated also?
Is
that if you let
the
Geir to do a
mock and derbanon? No, that can't be deraisa. That's going to be derabanon, yes. But at least it's everything is patterned after the din deraisa. There exists a din deraisa of Amir Lenochri. So the whole institution of Amir Lenochri is shvus. The derabanon is called the tikkun rabbanon, can't be deraisa tikkun. It's patterned after that din deraisa. Such a thing exists, not that the Tanaim invented it from thin air. It was a cloudy day. It wasn't such thin air. There was such a din. There was on the books. There is a din in the Aseres Adib. There is a din of Amir Liyakov. But that's Amir Liger Toshav. So they extended it to every Nochri. The Nochri also, the Mishnah says, Nochri Shabbalah Chabos, Enam Alok Chabay. You're not permitted to ask him to extinguish. But you don't have to tell him on the other end, Al Techabay. If he comes on his own to be Mechabay, you don't have to tell him, please don't do the Malacha. If Nei, Shein Shvisos Alem. It's not your responsibility to see to it that the Nochri should not do Malacha. On the other hand, the cotton, the contrast is to the cotton, your child. You don't allow the cotton to do kibbutz. That's the father's, that's the parent's responsibility. That's what it says. Vincha vitecho. Vincha vitecho goes on ktanim. Rashi says on chumash, because if they would have been done, that's ato. So the ktanim, so what's wrong? Now they're doing maloche on behalf of the parents. So since Adaita the Aviv, so that the parents are in violation of the din of Lesasa Kamalocha, Ato Vincha Vitecha. Oh, that's a Shaila. That's a good Shaila. We'll have to learn the Tesis. We'll have to see about that. The bottom Tesis. That's a good Shaila. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Omer Abami Bidleik, Hittir Olam, Mekala Mechabeina Mafsid. What if he doesn't ask outright the Nachri, please do me a favor and do the Malocha? His house is burning down and he has a lot of Nochrim and they're all watching and he's standing all by also and they don't understand why he doesn't put out the fire. So he says, well, I'm Orthodox. Still don't understand. So he says, we're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to turn out the fire on Shabbos. So they still don't understand. So he says, Kala Machabein Omafsin. Whoever will, I'm not asking anybody to put out the fire, but whoever will put out the fire will be rewarded handsomely after Shabbos is over. So he didn't ask him outright to do. He says, "Kala mechabein omafsid. Whoever puts out the fire will be rewarded monetarily. Boilam azeh, not boilam abo. I will reward them handsomely." So he says that's permissible. Bidleika hitir. If it's a shas hatchak efsid meruba, the house is burning down. Bidleika, under normal circumstances, we would declare that that's amir liyakum. I'm hinting to the guy, it's a heavy remez that he should do malacha for me. So if it's a, so you're not allowed to do that. But Bidleika, if it's a Mokam Hesed, then he tiru loyma, we went out of our way, we said it's permissible, this kind of Amir Lakan Kala Machabin Amafsid is good. So the Shaila is it Shlichusa Ka'avid or not? Is that considered Shlichus or not? There's a Mishnah Gittin, Taisa says, there's a Mishnah Gittin that says, Mishaya Mushluch Bibor, the Romans threw a guy into a prison in a dungeon, and he's screaming out, my name is so and so, my wife's name is so and so, I live in such and such a village. Do me a favor, if anybody is, a Jewish person is, write a get for my wife, Lishmo, and give it to my wife. I don't know how many centuries I'll be in prison over here. Maybe they'll free him, he'll go home tomorrow to his wife, right? But he may stay there for the rest of his life. If they kill him, it's good. So his wife will be allowed to remarry, but she'll never know whether he's alive or dead. So he says, do me a favor, write a get and give it to my wife so she should be free to marry someone else. So the Mishnah says that that's good. And he screams out, whoever hears my voice should write a get to my wife. So said the Mishnah, that is good. So Tosfos has 2 days in Gittin where the Ksivas I get requires shlichas. It says in the Chumash, because of Allah's Sefer Kriyas and Asim Yodim Shilchum Ibeisa, the husband writes to get. How does it come today that the Sefer writes to get? So Tosfos has 2 days. And so one day is really Al Pidin, the husband is writing to get. The Sefer writes using the principle of Shlucha Shalom Kemoisa. The husband appoints the Sefer as a Shliach, and the Sefer writes as a Shliach. The other day in Tosfos is, you don't need Shlich, you just need Tzivay Habal. Because of Allah, Sefer Kriyas doesn't mean because of Allah Habal. It doesn't mean the husband writes to get. Because of Allah HaKosei. The get has to be written lishma, because of law lishma. But it's only called lishma if it was authorized by the husband. So you need tzivi abam. So Tosfos has a stira. If you should assume that you need shlichas, the popular opinion that you need machlokes 2 days in Rishonim, whether ksivas again requires shlichas or just requires what we call tzivi abam to create lishma. But according to that, for the Balei Tosfos, you need shlichas. So you see from the Mishnah, when the guy screams out, he opens it up to the public and says, Kala Shemes Kerli, Yichtav Get Lishti. Whoever hears my voice should write a get. He doesn't say, Yankel should write. I authorize Yankel, I Yokel, I authorize Beryl, I authorize Shmerel. He gives authorization to anybody and everybody. He opens it up to the public. And still, that's called Shlichis. So Tesei asks the Kasha, if that's called Shlichis, how come over here, Kala Machabein Amapsid? Here he opens it up to the public. He doesn't ask specifically one person. And because he didn't single anybody out, that's why we say that it's not called shlichus ikovid. If I would say, if I strike up a conversation with the Goyish policeman, the prison guard, and I say, please, go to this rabbi and bring the rabbi here and tell him, I want to tell the rabbi that he should be the shliach to write a get for me. So if I single out specifically someone, so that would be shlichus. But if I don't specifically single anybody out, is that called shlichus or not? So Tosfos has a stira that kol hashemes kol yichtav get liishti. You see that it is called shlichus. Over here you can't tell because Amir Eliyakim is only the rabbanon. We're not talking about a get toshel. So maybe it is. But Tosfos has a stira from Afrasha's Truma. The Gemara has there's a Mishnah in Nedarim, Adaf Lam and Ham and Beis. So the Gemara in Nedarim talks about a case where the fellow says kol harota litrum yava v'yitrum. He has tevel. And he says, whoever wants has the right to be mafresh shumas and maisis. You can't be mafresh shumas and maisis on my tefillah without my authorization. So the Gemara says there in the Dorim, the Mishnah is lamed hem based, the Gemara thinks lamed valim based. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to authorize a specific person as the shliach. If he makes a general, says kalarot alitrum yava biyitrum is also good. What do you mean it's also good? Do you need shlichas for afrashas shuma? 2 days in Tosfos. If you need shlichas by hafrashas truma, then you say, can you say zach liadam shleib b'fanav by hafrashas truma? You don't even need shlichas. The one opinion in Tosfos is that you need shlichas. When you say kalarot salichim yava v'yichim, that is shlichas. That is shlichas. And it corresponds to this Mishnah in Gittin. He says kalashem eskal yichtav get liishti. That's also called shlichas. That's a good shlichas. The other day in Tosfos says that no. That it's possible to apply Zochel Yadam Shleib Bifonah by Hafrashas Truma. You don't have to always appoint the fellow as a Shliach. And this is not called Shlichas. When I say Kalarot Tzalichim Yavah V'yichim, that's not called Shlichas. It's only called Shlichas. Shluchas Shalom Kamaisa means if I'm the Bailim, I can transfer all the Bailis to another person. Bailis means exclusiveness. I'm the Bailim to the exclusion of all others. I can make another person a Shliach, a group of people a Shliach, if it's to the exclusion of somebody else. But if I open it up to the public, then Tosfos has one opinion that's not called Shlichas. So how is the Truma Chal? The answer is, in order for the Truma to be Chal, you don't need Shlichas, you can have Zalch and Yonim Shlev Yifanos. But by the get, Tosfos holds that you do need Shlichas, Machlekes. You do need Shlichas. So how can he say, Kol HaShemes, Kol Yichtav Get Liishti? If you hold that it's only called shlichus if he singled someone out, so Tosfos says he did single out. He didn't say kalarotz nichter get liishti yitain get liishti. He says kalashemes kodli. The whole world didn't hear. Kalashemes kodli. Whoever hears my voice, whoever didn't hear his voice, even though he heard, they wrote it up in the newspapers that the guy's in the dungeon and he authorized. He didn't authorize anybody who wants. He says kalashemes kodli. The Taisa says maybe that's also an exclusiveness. Since he said Kol Hashemir's Kol, it's also exclusive. So what's over here? Kol Machabein or Mafsid? That should really be. That's really an act of shlichus. You're really appointing the other person as a shliach. Kol Machabein or Mafsid. That really should have been a violation of Amir Liyakum Shvus. It should be an outright violation. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Ksubis says Takasha. Among Subas they raised Akasha, if you say such a lashon, Kol Arotz Alas is Kacha Kach, Kol Azon Eine Mafsid, Kol Azon Eine Mafsid. The guy took a neder, he made a neder that his wife is not either. He made a neder that his wife, they have a strange relationship, a married couple. So there's someone made a neder, either the husband or the wife made a neder. The wife is not allowed to get on off in the husband. A strange couple, an odd couple. So the wife is under nether not to get anof in the husband. The wife is starving. So the husband says, Kol azon es ishti yeinu mafsid. Whoever gives food to my wife will be rewarded handsomely. It means I'll pay him back the money. So the Gemara says that's a violation of the nether. The husband made it. Kol shlichus tikavid. If you say Kol azon eino mafsid, so you're asking the other person to give food to your wife and you're going to reimburse him. So it means, in effect, that you saw to it that your wife gets hanor from you. So that's a violation of the mudah hanor. So the Gemara asked the kasha, but he say, kol machabein amafsid is okay. If it would have been shlichus tekoavit, kol machabein same lashon, kol azon and amafsid, kol machabein amafsid. So we say the kol azon and amafsid is shlichus tekoavit. That's why it's a violation of the mudah hanor. So kol machabein amafsid should also be a violation of amir liyakum. The Gemara holds that amir liyakum is an inyan of shlichus tekoavit. Whenever shlichus tekoavit, he's doing on my behalf. It doesn't mean shlichus shalom kemasa. Here, he's sending a goy. There's no shlichus lacha. It means shlichus tekoavit doesn't always mean shlichus shalom kemasa. It means he's obviously doing it upon my instructions. On my behalf. I asked him to do it, he's doing it on my behalf. That's the way to express yourself. So the Gemara says, if they're in ksubis, we consider kalazan and emafsidus and shlichus tekoavit, and it's in a violation of the mudah hanor. So kalamachabed emafsidus shlichus tekoavit should be a violation of Amir Liyakim. The Gemara says, you're right. If Amir Liyakim would be their right, and then we by Ger Toshav, you wouldn't allow Kol HaMechabein HaMafsid. But we're not talking a Ger Toshav, we're talking about a Nochri. The whole Amir Liyakim is only the Rabbanon. So, B'makam Dleika Hitiru. That's why he says, B'Dleika Hitiru Loi Mekol HaMechabah. Only B'Dleika Hitiru. Special Heter, there's a big Shas HaTzak, and you're just dealing with an Issa the Rabbanon to begin with. But strictly speaking, kol machabein amafsid should be a shlichus tekoavit. So if in that lashon haGemara there, in Ksubas, where the Gemara says it has to do with shlichus tekoavit, that's where the Chavis Yoyer got an idea. Rabbi Kiveger and the Tiferes Yisrael quote this Chavis. Tiferes Yisrael was a shtickle Talmud. He was kofu, he used to correspond to Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Tiferes Yisrael both quote this Chavis Yoyer. Chavis Yoyer says that Amira da Amira is mutter. Amir Liyakim is also if he asks a guy to do a malacha for you. What if I ask one guy to ask a different guy to do a malacha for me? So the Chavis Yira has an einfal and it's Chuvas, Simen Mem. Rabbi Kiveger quotes it on Shulchan Aruch. That Amira da Amira is mutter. Why? Why is it mutter? It should be a shvus de shvus. I did Amir Liyakim to do an Amir Liyakim. So let it be the best coolie can catch out is that it should be a shvus de shvus. Some Acharyim say it's not a shvus de shvus. It's not Amir Liyakim to do Amir Liyakim. This Akim, that's called Amir Liyakim. And others hold no, that's Amira. The Amira is called the Shuas the Shuas. But how did it jump to become Mutta Ligami? Shuas the Shuas is maximum only Mutta Mimakam Mitzvah, Mimakam Hefzid Meruba. The Chavisiyah wants to say Amira, the Amira is at the Gomer. So he gives a Tzushtel from Oymer Imru and a Get. That when you write a Get, you have to have Tzivay HaBaal. The Baal has to appoint, either Pshat is the Baal appoints the Sefer as a Shliach. Or according to the other day in Tesis, you don't have to have a shlichus, it's tzivei abal. So this is only valid if it's a direct tzivei abal. If he asks the sofer directly to write a get for me. But if I say, Omer Imru, I ask a group of people, please tell Pliny the sofer that he should write a get on my behalf that I want to give it to my wife. So the Gemara says that that's not a valid tzivei abal. Because it's only called tzivei abal if it goes directly. Omer Imru is a lack of shlichus tekoavit. It's a lack in tzivui habal. So the Chavis Yoyer says that just like Omer Imru is no good for a get, so too Omer Imru by Amir Liyakim is not called shlichus tekoavit. It's heter gomer. Amira d'Amira would be have to go even shaloi b'makam mitzvah. So Rabbi Kadeger refers you to this. Rabbi Kadeger refers you to the Chavis Yor as if he's accepting it. He just writes, Ayin Chavis Yor held that as mutter. The first Yisrael quotes this Chavis Yor and he's the one who explains it. He explains, he thinks that it's like Omer Imra is no good. And the later post can say that we don't accept it at all. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sam Sefer that Amira d'Amira is also Afilu b'makam mitzvah, Afilu m'yarab Shabbos. It doesn't make anything lighter at all. There's nothing even to me mitzaref. Nothing even to me mitzaref without it's dadim lahaka. It's not why. Omerim with the Gemara says Mikra din deraisa is good. Omerim is just a chumer with the rabbanon that it's no good. But Mikra din Omerim is called tivi abal. So how can you say based on that? Because Omerim is no good. So therefore it's not called amir liyakum. Why? When after Omerim is good, so you see that it is called tivi abal. It is called shlichus lekovit. But the whole discussion came about because that's the Lashon HaGemara there. The Gemara uses the Lashon, is it Shlichus HaKovet, is it not Shlichus HaKovet? So that's what led, or misled, which however you present it, that's what led the Chavis Yor to believe that if it's Amira D'Amira, it's an Omer Imru case, then just like by Get, there's no Shlichus HaKovet, and the Ksivis HaGet, so to over here, it wouldn't be Shlichus HaKovet, it wouldn't be an Isar Amir Liyam. Gemara says, from the Mishnah can't prove one way or the other whether Rabbami is right. But like Tira Loi Mekom Mechav and Masim. Gemara says, Mehol Leka LeMashma Mino. There's no proof at all. But Tais says, Mekom Mechav Kaim Along Ki Rabbami. But bottom line, we do pass on like Rabbami. But like Hitiru. The Gemara quotes it here. The Gemara quotes it in Ksil. There's no raya in the Mishnah. No raya one way or the other. But there's no kasha one way or the other either. So bottom line, we do pass on like that. Then the Gemara quotes the story from the Tosefta that there was a tzaddik Yeshe Ben Simoi. And when the fire department, the Goyisha fire department came to extinguish the flames, he told them, it's my holy Shabbos and you're not allowed to extinguish it, and he told them to go home. So a miracle occurred. Mikra Adini wasn't obligated to tell him that. A miracle happened, Nasalo Nes, a miracle occurred, and it started to pour, and the rains extinguished the flame. And then, Amatoi Shabbos, he paid each one of them, he gave each one of the fire workers a tip, for coming, for volunteering their services, and he gave the fire chief a $50 tip, a tremendous tip, in order to accomplish the Kiddush Hashem. So the next time, if they are fire in the middle of the week, they should know they should come. Shabbos is not going to use their service, but they should come in the middle of the week. Shoshama Chomedover, when the rabbis heard about it, they say it wasn't really necessary. The halacha said that he doesn't have to say Al Techabe. He was a holy tzaddik, this fellow. He didn't even want to follow the din. He was a chassid. Chassid and do lefnim ishur hasadin. It was a chumr. Mikra din. It was really muta. He was allowed to have the goyim extinguish the flame. Okay, we shall stop here.